The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is Dixieland Friday on The Savage Nation. Welcome to the French Quarter. The French Quarter where King Creole is running America. Everything can be bought and sold. There is no rule of law. There's just the rule of the gun and the fun. So step right up. Walk down the French Quarter with me. America has now become New Orleans. Play it up. Let them enjoy themselves. Let them drink. Let them eat. Let them shop till they drop. Spying? What are you talking about? What's spying? IRS being used against citizens? Come on, don't be crazy. Step right up. Have a drink. So he starts a war with Syria to distract us from his scandals. The man behind the Syrian chemical weapons claim is a fiction writer who ran the Benghazi cover-up, according to Paul Joseph Watson of Prison Planet. I told you it was made up. Americans on both sides of the aisle oppose the war in Syria. I mean, it's crazy. Who could not see? So play some Dixieland. I don't want them to get too worried today. It's Friday afternoon, Friday evening across America. Why should they care about King Creole there in the White House? Get out the horns. Go eat your gumbo. Just drink till 7 in the morning. The bars are open all night in New Orleans. He's going on a $100 million safari to Africa while closing the White House for sequester, bro, to save some money on the sequester. The king is entitled to everything. The king is entitled to everything. I did my own poll today on the scandals. About an hour before the show, I popped my head into Nordstrom's department store. They were having a one-day sale, and the women were buying shoes in a frenzy, you see. And according to my poll, when I mentally asked some of the women, what do you think of the scandals? I heard one of them say to the other, you like the yellow pom-pom or the pink pom-pom? How do my toenails look in the shoe? Now look, my poll is as valid as the Pew poll. The Pew Research poll is about as valid as my imaginary poll in the department store in the women's shoe department. That's how valid these polls are. Oh, Americans love to be spied on. Americans love to have a despot in the White House. Americans love to have the IRS used as a hit team against civilians. Yeah, right. I'm not going to ask you any questions. I'm not going to. What I'm going to ask you? It's open mic to Mike Friday. Let's put it to you that way. 855-407-2282. If you are listening to radio at this hour anywhere in America, you're not a normal person. It means you have a very limited social life, because normal people tonight are shopping, buying shoes on a late night sale, partying, taking medication, taking drugs, getting ready to enjoy life, because that's what America is all about. It's about enjoying your life. It's not worried. You're not to worry about who died in Benghazi. You know, they don't even know where Benghazi is. They think it's a cream for aches and pains. Benghazi? Do you mean the stuff you rub on your arm late at night if your arm hurts? Bengay? No, Benghazi. Never heard of it. Never heard of it. NDAA? Never heard of it. NSA? Don't know what it is. Is that a new cream? Is that a new facial cream? So it's not futile. You see, here's the thing that keeps me going in spite of this madness under Obama. The Mad King Obama. It's years ago I compared him to King Ludwig II of Bavaria. And I can only hope that he doesn't have the same end. I want to be very clear about that to all of you spooks listening to the show. Let me be very clear. You'll look it up now on Wikipedia. But he's very much, you know what I thought about something else, by the way? I know thinking is very dangerous. I may as well just let it all hang out. I grew up in an age where thinking was encouraged, so you have to forgive me. I'm still one of the free thinkers left in the country. In fact, my name being Savage, I'm almost like the character in Brave New World who eventually goes into hiding. You remember the book Brave New World? Remember the character Savage goes into hiding because the society is run by Obama, or an Obama-like little brother? Little brother is watching everybody, and the Savage lives somewhere on a reservation. You remember that? Yeah, well, anyway, I didn't take my name from him. But the fact of the matter is, I wanted to tell you something. But I'd rather you tell me something, because I know many of you don't have a life, And frankly, you're agitated by all of this. And while you're calling 855-407-282 to the Savage Nation, I wanted to tell you this, which is I still have hope. Many of you have given up hope. You say it's hopeless. He's a despot. There's no Republican Party. There's no opposition from the judiciary. You're 100% right. If you look at it from the pragmatic governmental point of view, the man is an out-of-control narcissistic maniac, liable to do anything. He's getting away with anything he wants. He's against war, but he's sending weapons to Al-Qaeda called the rebels. No one understands that except those of us who understand it. He's creating, helping the creation of a caliphate throughout the Middle East. But that's too complicated for those of you who are buying shoes and stuff like that. I don't want to bore you and depress you. If you're listening to me in a taxi cab on the way to a dinner or a play or a movie or Mad Men, even if you're not a madman, you want to be a madman. You want to dress like them. You want to act like them. You want to drink like them. You want to smoke like them. You want to whatever like them. But you see, I remain ever hopeful, and I'll tell you why. I'm one of those people who believes in God, and I believe that God sees the truth but waits, and I believe he's not going to get away with this ad infinitum. I told you before that something would happen that would bring America to their senses and bring him down. Bring him down to what he really is. America would see him for what he is. Now, those things have happened. But America still doesn't see it because we lost the press a long time ago. There is no press. The press is the government. I told you that. Remember, 1998, I gave a speech before the Commonwealth Club, Beware the Government Media Complex. What I try to articulate is that it's not a complex between government media. It's that the media is the government. So that's why you hate the media, by and large. Do you understand that? The media is the government. It's state-owned media. So because we lost the press, the average person doesn't understand what's going on. So something is going to happen that's even bigger than what we see, that's going to boomerang on him, that's going to bring this corrupt administration to its knees. I don't know what it is. I would have thought spying on every American might have done it. But since most Americans simply want to shop till they drop and toke till they poke, I can't help them. The fact of the matter is I can't help you if you just want to toke till you poke or shop till you drop. I have no control over that. I mean, basically, you're just like drunks in the streets of New Orleans, walking around, blowing your horns, you're stuffing yourself like pigs. And so you get the kind of government you deserve. But I believe God sees the truth but waits. I have faith that God will not let America disappear in front of our eyes. I believe there's going to be some seminal moment, and I don't think it's too far off in the future, when this fraud is finally uncovered for what he is, and the entire House of Cards comes down. I believe that just like old King Cole was a merry old soul, a merry old soul was he, I believe eventually he will be found out. So that's all I can say to you. It's that simple. Now, many of you are depressed and you want to come up with, you know, theories and anger and this and what should we do and how do we organize? I don't know. I don't have an answer for you. I'm not a revolutionary. I'm only a talk show host. That's all. I'm drinking my coffee. I'm enjoying the show. I'm going to tell you stories. I'm going to play you sound. Play some of the Dixieland while I come up with my next story for the American people on the Savage Nation. Go ahead. This is the real McCoy. This is not Woody Allen faking it. This is not Woody Allen with a clarinet playing in the Carlisle Hotel. This is the real McCoy. These are the real... whatever. Okay. The other night I was in a restaurant. It's an interesting story I'm going to tell you. And the waiter was a woman, but there was a certain way that the woman walked that had me believe that her gait was not that of a woman. And the hands were rather large for a woman. And so I just struck up a conversation. She was a very nice person. And it was late at night. It was after the show. There weren't too many people around. I will not name the restaurant. And I got to talk to this person. It turns out that the woman had been a man, born a man, many, many decades, well, not many, about two, 3 decades ago in Boston. And she told me that she came from a gangster family, a Boston Mafia family, Italians, without naming them, of course. And I said, how'd that work out? She said to me, well, they beat me up when I was a teenager and told them. And I said, then what happened? She said, well, basically, they just shrugged. That's who I am. I said, well, how did it end? Well, she said about 20, 25 years later, she was an older waitress. She said about 20, 25 years later, she said they were old, they were tired, they were worn out, and they just loved me. And I thought I'd share that with you today in the French Quarter of the Savage Nation, The phone number is 855-407-282. It's time for some compassion on the Savage Nation, since I coined the phrase compassionate conservative, which was used by George Bush and the Republicans to launch themselves into the public eye. I will soon create a new phrase for you to remember that you will never forget. But before I take my break and go into the Dixie Lang music again, I want to say to you that I agree with Hillary Clinton. That's right, you heard me right. You didn't think I'd say that. What I'm about to play for you of Hillary Clinton is so good, I'm going to play it every day for the next 2 years. Here is Hillary Clinton saying something I 1,000% agree with. Listen.
I am sick and tired of people who say that if you debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic. And we should stand up and say, we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Right on! Go, girl, go. Now, that's the kind of Republican we need. Hillary Clinton screaming about dissent. That's the kind of girl we need in the Republican Party. So in honor of Hillary Clinton's brilliant discourse in favor of dissent, we'll be playing that every day now for the next 2 months, just so we can see which way the wind blows. Let's play some Dixie. Let's get the calls. 855-407-282. Fats Domino.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
You know what? Ask my listeners what I value most as a consumer. Great products, great customer service, and great value, which is what I got from Blinds.com. Look, not only did they save me a bundle on my kitchen blinds, but they've come up with an exciting new way to help you lower your energy costs this summer. It's true. Their beautiful insulating honeycomb cell shades can significantly lower indoor temps on hot days. Think of the AC savings. And like all of their window coverings, you could transform any room in about 20 minutes by yourself. Of course, they'd be happy to send over a pro installer to do it for you. Even if you mismeasured, doubtful, they'll remake it for free. This month, save an extra 20% on select insulating honeycomb cell shades. And if you really hurry, you'll also get a free upgrade to sleek-looking cordless on many of their most popular products. Get free color samples. You get free shipping. No sales tax in most states. Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Go to Blinds.com. That's Blinds.com.
Hey there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123savage.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123savage.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123savage.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123savage.com before they force me to shut it down. 123savage.com.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO. KSFO.
KSFO traffic, still monster delays getting to the Santa Cruz Mount, southbound 17, south of the reservoir. Power pole down, the left lane still blocked, and that has traffic backed up all through San Jose onto 880. 880 pretty much slow from Highway 237. Northbound 880 at Mission Boulevard, crash there. Second lane from the left is blocked. Traffic is backed up almost Highway 101. Northbound 680, Sinol Grade, slow 237 over to Andrade, slow Marin County as well. Sausalito up to Corte Madera. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
Have you heard? Proactive is America's top acne system because it works. So stay tuned for a chance to participate in a 60-day trial to prove it. Proactive heals your acne and helps prevent new breakouts. We're looking for 50 people with moderate acne to demonstrate exactly how fast Proactive works. The first 50 callers who qualify can try Proactive risk-free and get free shipping. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-583-7671. That's 1-800-583-7671.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
They say acre for acre, Marion may be the best test in golf. Winning here will demand precision like no other course. It'll test your skill at every turn, provoke you on every bend, and intimidate you on every approach. They say it's a short course, but in the end, someone will be standing tall. The U.S. Open. Second round coverage today on ESPN.
Is your financial advisor putting his money where his mouth is? Too many financial advisors tell their client to buy investments that they would never invest in themselves. In fact, Morningstar has revealed that only 47% of U.S. stock fund managers personally own the funds they manage. More than half the fund managers don't invest their own money into the funds where you're supposed to put your life savings. Is the story the same for the person giving you investment advice? Well, ask your financial advisor if he's invested his own money in the same funds he's told you to buy. At O'Donnell Financial Group, they personally own the same investments that they recommend to their clients. That's how they've done it since 1987. For a free portfolio review and analysis, call 866-496-2300 or visit them online at O'donnellFinancialGroup.com. That's 866-496-2300.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated.
Monday morning, we're going to wake you up on the right side. Join Melanie Morgan, Katie Green, and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
This is a real stiff. Kill this record. Come on. Dixieland is one thing. This is a real stinker. Welcome back to the show. Step right up. Step right up. We had Twisted Turkey Thursday yesterday. Did a heavy show. If you support Amnesty for 30 million illegals, if you support spying on innocent Americans, if you support supporting Al-Qaeda in Syria, I asked you to call me, but I don't want to do it again. I mean, how much can I take of that? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do that again. It's Friday. Lighten up. Go buy a pair of shoes with pink pom-poms on it. You know what I mean? Get hammered. Be an American. Be an American. See, there's never a revolution in the country if the people are fat and happy. Something got on scene as I studied revolutions. The only thing that ever brings about a real revolution is starvation. So if you actually think that the people are going to revolt against the kingly government that we now have, you're mistaken. They're fat. They're happy. They go to Las Vegas. They go to Atlantic City. They gamble. The old ladies take the Social Security money, the arms with the cigarettes from the mouth. The cups with the chips, and they hit the machines. The fat arm jiggles as they pull the handle. They don't know what country they're living in. They don't care. The checks keep coming in. The medication keeps rolling in. What do they care? What do they care who's in power? At the end of the day, if they're starving, they care. The Soviet Union, they had a salami, one salami for 1,000 people hanging in the butcher shop. So eventually it caught up with the criminals in the Kremlin. It took about 50 years. So we got a long way to go yet. That's all. Scandals raging at home, and suddenly they discover chemical weapons in Syria. A day before, there weren't any. Now there were. Russia says, where's the proof? There's no proof. There's no pictures. They made it up. They invented the whole thing. And who are the rebels? They're not James Dean. The rebels are not James Dean, a rebel without a cause. The rebels are Al-Qaeda. They want an Islamist state there. But go ahead. Support that moron, John McCain. That idiot, that war hawk, that schmuck who works for the defense industry, that putz. What an idiot. I told you, I warned you about McCain during the election, my God. Okay, I cost him the election, right? It was me personally. You remember that election, the one before the other doofus? They're going to wheel him out again. That's my nightmare. Is in the 2016, if we ever get there to an election, they wheel out, what's his name? The Mormon guy. Nice guy, the guy I had the pasta with. I can't even remember his name. I swear, I'm not pulling a who? Oh, yeah, Romney. He's such a family name. Romney. Yeah, so memorable. Nicest guy in the world. The clincher for me was when his wife got up and killed the election from. There were so many things. She got up and said he does the laundry at night. No, in the middle of a world like this, I don't want to hear the president. The president does the laundry at night. I don't want him to do the laundry at night. I didn't want to hear he's that nice a guy. Please don't tell me he does the laundry at night. He was on the right track when he talked about the Islamists trying to destroy Christians. That was the road to victory. Okay, well, there it was. Anyway, it's one man's opinion. I'm not going to ask you what Obama's seminal moment is, but someone's calling on that. What is the seminal moment that's going to occur? In my mind, something's going to happen that's going to bring him down. Finally, this man will be exposed for the Lilliputian that he is. Something's going to bring the entire House of Cards down. Don't know what it is. WABC, Lisa, what's your theory? What's going to happen? Go ahead, please. You're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call, Michael. I wish and pray that you were right. I hope you're right. Maybe there's an outside chance you're right. That'll be his seminal moment to be taken down. But I fear from not only just what I see, but what I've read and listening to other experts as well as yourself, I believe Russia is the one to watch for in the short term, because the START treaty was bogus. And now Russia, of course, you know, aligning themselves with Assad and with China and Iran, they see the weakness in America. I mean, we have a breathtaking moral decline in this country and an apathy.
Weakness is not the word for it. We have absolutely no presence in the world on the world stage. And all they see is a corrupt, hollow man running the country. They know he's a hollow man like Neville Chamberlain, but more corrupt than Neville Chamberlain. This is not even a true believing liberal. This is a corrupt man going to Africa on a $100 million safari. Who can believe in a guy like this?
Well, I'll tell you, I believe that Russia sees the weakness, and they're going to attack at some point. And it's
wait, attack who? They're going to attack our aircraft carrier off the coast of Syria?
Some sort of attack, whether it be suitcase bombs that are being right now.
Oh my God!
Into the country, whether
not again the suitcase bombs again.
I do believe that.
I got to start looking for Samsonites again in the terminal. Oh, my goodness. Not again. We had the suitcase bomb fears 5 years ago. Remember that? The alleged suitcase bombs from Russia that could... Well, they were. They were made in the 50s. No one knows where they went. I think they were sold at a rummage sale in Queens. They could be in someone's basement, for all I know. All right, if you want to go down that road, let's have a little conspiracy talk on the Savage Nation. Sarcasm, of course. Play Hillary Clinton on the way out, just to show you where I'm coming from. Play clip one.
I am sick and tired of people who say that if you debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic. And we should stand up and say, we are Americans and we have a right to debate.
It sounds to me like the IRS, the federal government, and the White House all need to be vetted. They lie about Benghazi. They lie about the anti-Tea Party IRS probe. They lie about Fast and Furious. They lie about snooping on reporters. All we get from political leaders today are lies, lies, and more lies. And yet we're told to believe them about the true state of the economy, the banks, and the dollar. You're going to trust them to fix the budget? You're going to trust that your pension is secure? You're going to trust there'll be no major increases in your cost of living? Don't you believe it. That is until they officially deny it. Listeners, today you need to hear the savage simple truth from a man America trusts, Craig Smith of Swiss America. Simple truth is based on facts, not spin. Don't buy their lies. Get my new Simple Truth CD. Call 800-289-2646 now. 800-289-2646. Why? When it comes to something as vital to your future as your money, you better trust the simple truth. Get the free CD at 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fox, Shop Talk 560 KSFO. We start with traffic southbound 17 south of the reservoir. Still left lane blocked. Some downed wires. It's going to be at least another half hour, if not into the 7 o'clock hour, before things get clear. Traffic still backed up before Highway 280. Northbound 880 at Mission Boulevard had a crash there. New one with injuries at 237. Traffic is backed up from before Highway 101 up to Mission Boulevard. Slow traffic still over the Sunol Grade. Getting better, at least. Northbound 680 now from Mission Boulevard south. Or make that from Highway 237 over the grade to Andrade. Still out of San Francisco, northbound 101 slow from 280 onto the lower deck. Northbound 101 Novato slow from Roland into the Narrows. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Brought to you by the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk. Warm sand, cool surf, and hot rides. The admission-free Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk is now open daily. Check out beachboardwalk.com for great ride discounts and get to the beach.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-293-9219. That's 1-800-293-9219. When you call the Direct Student Aid Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, Direct Student Aid can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. Direct Student Aid will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-9219. Direct Student Aid has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-9219 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-9219.
Hi, Tom Baudet. Most people have pretty ambitious bucket lists, like skiing every mountain in America, or seeing a game at every ballpark, or eating at all the famous barbecue joints. It can get expensive and messy. But Motel 6's great low rates mean you save more for what you travel for. So at least your stay will be a drop in the bucket. Get it? It's a bucket list. Good stuff. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
They say acre for acre, Marion may be the best test in golf. Winning here will demand precision like no other course. It'll test your skill at every turn, provoke you on every bend, and intimidate you on every approach. They say it's a short course, but in the end, someone will be standing tall. The U.S. Open, second round coverage today on ESPN.
Hey, check this out. For the first time that we at Cash Call know of, and we've been doing this a long time, Cash Call is offering a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage at 2.99% rate and APR with absolutely no points or fees of any kind. That's right, 2.99%. And if you just make the scheduled monthly payments on time, your home will be free and clear in just 15 years. Are you kidding me? Look, even if you refinanced recently, invest a little time to put savings in your pocket every month for the next 15 years. Thanks, Mr. Fed. Run to the phone and call 866-590-CASH, and we'll run the numbers and tell you exactly what you'll save. Don't be a dummy. Save the money. So call 866-590-CASH for 2.99% 15-year money today.
Applicant must meet credit and income requirements. Rate subject to change without notice. See website or call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Loans made pursuant to Department of Corporation's California Finance Lenders Law License, NMLS 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH.
Monday morning, we're going to wake you up on the right side. Join Melanie Morgan, Katie Green, and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
We need to register them as soon as possible, not just to keep the problem from getting worse, but we're going to require them to pay a fine. And that's the money that we're going to use to pay for the border security. If we don't get that fine money from the people that have violated our immigration laws, then the American taxpayer is going to have to pay for the border security. And I want to prevent, or we're going to end up borrowing money like we do now, 40 cents out of every dollar. And I want to prevent
okay,
that from happening.
That's Marco Rubio. And I have a question. Neil, how do you say chameleon in Spanish?
Camaleon.
How do you say chameleon camaleon. In Spanish? How?
Camaleon.
Say it again.
Camaleon.
No, one more time.
Camaleon.
Okay, this is what Rubio has become. Remember, you heard it here first. Say it again.
Camaleon.
Okay, chameleon. Chameleon.
Camaleon.
That's a lizard who changes his colors. So, how do you say Rubio in Spanish?
Camaleon. Camaleon.
One day Rubio's saying we've got to get border security first and legalize them next. And we don't mean no road to citizenship. The next day we have to legalize them immediately to pay for the border fence. And then the third day he comes up with a third one. Listen to clip 7 now for the chameleon.
Immigration policy is compassion. Is the idea that not only do we believe that people from all walks of life can succeed if given the opportunity, we actually want that. We actually want to be the place where they succeed. Now, right. clearly, through an orderly process.
Well, 30 million illegal aliens.
The way
this
measure
is very
good for our country. But we believe these things. And we are motivated in that regard by our compassion.
Oh, yeah.
By our understanding that there are people on earth who are denied the right to be who God meant them to be. But we believe if you give them a chance to do that, they will change their lives, they will change our country, and they will change the world. We are called to preserve those values.
Wow, that's really... How do you say Rubio in Spanish?
Camaleon.
Okay, I just wanted to remember it. I can't pronounce it very well. There's too many... There's too much in there for me to even comment. Just go to a mall, Rubio, and take a look at 14-year-old illegal alien women, girls, rather, with four babies in carriages with their 15-year-old boyfriend, not working a day in their life, Rubio, and you'll see what's coming for America, coming to America. Unbelievable. That's all. Next case. Him again? I don't believe it. They're not dredging up another Bush. It's impossible. What is this, like a dynasty? It's like the movie, it's like a TV show dynasty. Jeb Bush is now showing his face again. Just what America needed. Bush 1, Bush 2, now Bush 3. Forget about it. They're so out of touch with reality. He can't win. Impossible. Not what the Republicans need. They may as well run Ann Romney as opposed to Jeb Bush. You know, if this keeps up, I may leave radio and run. And I may do it just to destroy the Republican Party once and for all. Because if I run, I can get 12 to 15% of the popular vote. I know it. I have enough listeners. I have enough listeners that at the end of the road, I could pull 12 to 15%. They're not coming from the Democrat side. I'd say if I pulled 15% of the popular, I couldn't win. But let's say I ran. I ran a virtual campaign. I would not go on the road. I would not give any speeches. I would do it through my website, whatever, tweets. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Savage leaves radio to run for office. That would be enough. Now, in 2016, we're looking way, way ahead, right? I get 15% of the popular vote. I would say of that percentage, 8% would be, 8-9% would be of the independent voter. They've got people who really don't like either party, and the rest would be taken from the Republican side. I wouldn't get one Democrat. They'd rather vote for Hitler than vote for me. That's how sick the Democrats are. That's how corrupt they are. They'd rather vote. If Hitler came back and said that he was for illegal immigration, if he came back and he said that he was for whatever, make it up, amnesty, food stamps, $100 million trips to Africa because it's necessary for compassion, they'd vote for it. And then that's the story. But, you know, I could do that. That would be quite a finale to my life, wouldn't it? That would be quite a finale. They keep pushing us. One of us is going to do it. Someone in radio, maybe me or someone else, is going to leave radio and say, the heck with it. You know what? I'll do it. All I got to do is announce it. The next thing you know, they'll all start running. Then we'll have to split the ticket of the lunatic fringe. 855-407-282. No, it's very serious stuff. I like to joke around. I take myself very seriously. Everyone knows me that I've been very intense since I came out backwards. I was a breech baby. And ever since that day, I've thought life is very serious. And let me tell you something. When you come into the world feet first and your head gets stuck in the other side of the universe, the day you come out and start breathing, from the first breath you take until the last, you thank God for every breath. Oh, yeah. Yeah, confessions of a breech baby. Which could lead me to some family stories if I get into this mood. Be careful. You never know where I'm going to go because, you know, it's Friday. People got to lighten up a little bit. They can't worry too much about King Midas in the White House. We understand what he is, that's all. And there's no opposition party, there's no press, so we have a problem on our hands. 855-407-282, if you care to join the conversation, that's the phone number to join it. Let's go to WABC. Michael on WABC in New York, go ahead, please.
Okay, you always inspire me, and you said there's no press. That's because the press has become the pros. For those people who don't know, that's short for prostitution.
Okay, that's a police term?
Yes, I'm a retired officer, and so we have to, they're going after the pros tonight. You know, they had to make a few collars.
You know, I look at movies, all right. Actually, if I look at a show like Mobsters on one of, like, Nat Geo, whenever it's on late at night, and I see New York detectives from the 70s, 80s, when they were really straight-up great detectives who knew what was what, they dedicated their lives, they risked their lives, and I say to them, how are they dealing with the world we're living in? Many of them are still alive. They're retired. How can they not? Don't they see what's going on? Don't they see who's in the White House and the gang running the country? They must be going crazy. It's like everyone they arrested is now running the country.
They are going crazy, but they try to keep a sense of humor. That helped them survive. That's why it's important for you to have a sense of humor, and you're doing it magnificently. You're helping a lot of people deal with this ordeal. Can I suggest what's...
No, that's true. That's what I'm doing today, because I've come out of the other tunnel. I mean, I got so anguished the other day, I didn't think I could go on another day with this. And if I kept it up, my voice would have gone into a falsetto. I would have sounded like Frito on Laughing Gas. So I decided I'll take a breather and come back on the humor side.
Can I tell you what's that's going to break the guy in the White House?
Yes, I want to hear your theory.
Okay, my theory is that he or somebody else is going to attack the wrong person in show business, and they are going to circle their wagons because they're going to finally realize.
How could he attack somebody in show business? They put him in power. They were the first people who raised bundled big money for him in Beverly Hills. I know it for a fact. Before Obama was even a glint in the eye of the American people, he was known to the radicals in Hollywood who raised a lot of money for him at private parties in Beverly Hills. They're the ones who put him where he is. You know that.
Yes, I do. But he's going to step over the line. That's my prediction.
Well, I don't know. Who knows what tomorrow will bring? You know, we really don't know. But here's the thing. How can sober people not look at this guy who takes a $100 million trip on a safari to Africa and has the nerve to have his spokesmouth get up and say we're going to get great value for the president and his family's trip to Africa? How does he get away with this? How does he get away with it? It's impossible to believe anybody could not be shocked by that. And by the way, that number was released by, I think, a Secret Service agent who had had enough of him. It was leaked to the Washington Post. The liberals are even buzzing about the man's craziness. That's all. You know who King Ludwig II was? King Ludwig II was the child king of Bavaria, and he became the king of Bavaria. And the first thing he did is he started to build great castles, and then he wanted to build the greatest of all castles in Bavaria. And he tried to copy the Palace of Versailles in Bavaria with the gold mirrors and the gold walls, and he didn't complete it. He bankrupted the treasury of Bavaria in doing so. Now, this is the interesting thing about Obama. I was thinking about this as well. You know, this man is not responsible for the construction of one grand edifice in this entire nation, despite the trillions of dollars siphoned out of the economy, stolen from the people, as it were, blown on garbage. Tell me one thing he has constructed or created. Not one thing, not one building of any memory. Remember, look at France. Look at France. The emperors built phenomenal pieces. They commissioned great architecture. Okay? In the past, leaders commissioned great architecture. They commissioned great works. The Coolidge Dam. He hasn't built a dam. He hasn't built a bridge. He hasn't built a tunnel. He hasn't built a skyscraper. He's built nothing. The money's been stolen, basically, by the people who put him in power. Think of what I'm saying. There's not one grand structure. Not an airport, nothing, zero, zilch, nada, garnished. In any language, he's called Obama the Destroyer. As someone I know called him in a book called Trickle Down Tyranny. Yes, I know, you get offended when I refer to my own books. Those of you who can't write and wish you could. But at the risk of your displeasure, I would direct you to Obama the Destroyer, a chapter within... Actually, it's in Trickle Up Poverty. Trickle Down Tyranny. No, Trickle Up Poverty is where it is, Obama the Destroyer. And I talked about what he's destroyed. The man has taken apart NASA. He's taking apart the Defense Department. He's destroyed our space program. He's diminished our ability militarily. Tell me what this man has created. Tell me, you idiot supporters, tell me what he's created with the trillions of dollars he siphoned out of the economy. Tell me. I don't even want to go there. I want to have all the cops who are living in Fort Lauderdale who are retired not to have an aneurysm tonight. All of the retired NYPD cops who almost took a bullet in the head because they believed in justice, truth of the American way, who are retired and can't believe it. They can't enjoy a minute of their life. They try to. They have a beer, they have a shrimp, but, you know, their mind is not on it. They know that the perp is in the White House. They know the perp is in the... They know Holder was... Holder, the guy is absolutely a perp. He came into the AG's office as a perp. Look at what he did before he was appointed. Now we learned yesterday that he's appointing a woman to the number two position of the CIA. She ran a porn bookstore before she went to law school. You hear? It's almost like a desire to flaunt this at people. Saying, yeah, you know what? I think I'll appoint a porn bookstore operator to the CIA. I'll just show you what I... It's almost like one of the Roman Caesars putting a horse in the Senate is what he just did. By appointing that woman into the CIA in number two slot, the ex-porn bookstore woman, it would be the equivalent of, I forget which Caesar it was. I don't remember. I think it was, I don't want to say the wrong one. He got so drunk on his power after the Roman Constitution had been trashed that he had one of the senators removed and he put a horse in his seat. And he gave a speech before the Senate and he said, that horse has more sense than most of you. Sounds funny, doesn't it? Well, that was the beginning of the end of the Roman Empire. Okay, so there are historical, you know, relationships. Would you like me to lighten up, read something light to you on the show, a little this, a little family story, the Holy Scriptures on a Friday night? There is still a Bible. I don't think he's banned it yet. I know that he's conducted a war on Christianity. That we know. There's an ongoing war on Christianity. I could read from the Bible, but nah, then you get the people saying, I don't want to hear it. I like you up to a point, but I don't believe in God. What's your problem? That's so. Happy is the man that... Here's the Psalms. I'll read you one for the religious people. It's for all the fallen Jews who don't go to temple tonight and for all of the Christians who no longer go to church. Here's book one of Psalms. Happy is the man that hath not walked in the counsel of the wicked, nor stood in the way of sinners, nor sat in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord and his law... And in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by streams of water that bring forth its fruit in its season. Not bad. And so, well, and the wicked, they always tell you the wicked are going to get it. I wonder about that. But, you know, even, who was that Don? They called him the Teflon Don. The heavy set, the strong-looking guy, like, from Brooklyn. Whatever his name, I don't remember. Remember the gangster? He got away with one... After another. What was his name? Does anyone, Neil, do you know You're Not a Gangster moviegoer? They went to sleep in the studio. I gave him a pizza. They went to sleep on me. They call him the Teflon Don, but even he, at the end, he got the slimiest lawyers, the smartest, slimiest lawyers in the world, and they got him off. Remember? The Teflon Don? What was his name? Gotti. Eventually, they got Gotti. Do you remember? He was above the law. He was the untouchable. You remember that? What happened was, eventually, there was a dogged prosecutor who would not give up. The government went after him. They wouldn't stop, and they got him. And he died in prison many years later for throat cancer. Now, the Teflon Don, in other words, at his peak, looked like he was invincible, looked like he was untouchable, yet everyone knew he was a criminal. And strangely enough, at his peak, people in Brooklyn, in his neighborhood, looked up to him. Say, well, how could they love a killer and a murderer? They did. They worshipped him. He was like a Caesar to them. And they said, well, he gives out barbecued sausage on St. Mary's Day or whatever. The Feast of San Gennaro, he feeds the orphans. You know, and it works. I mean, the people like dictators. In a strange way, there's a certain love for dictatorship in the human condition. Make no mistake about it. The simple folk do like dictatorships. And that's a little problem you have to overcome. They seem to like it. Keeps it up. I'll play the timbales here. And you never heard me play the drums? I think I'm going to bring in some instruments here. You know, what the heck. It's the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
They put him on steroids.
A drug that created this lethargic, laying around, sloppy dog with no real personality.
And then I found that cortisone has massive side effects, you know, kidney and liver damage.
There is a dip for dex mite infestation, but nearly half the dogs die from it.
5 years ago, I heard the ad about Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
As soon as we got her onto Dinovite, her personality came back.
We started noticing a significant drop in hair loss.
Apparently the Dynavite had built up his immune system and helped combat whatever was...
He has not had a cortisone shot since.
I said, this is what you need to do instead of steroid shots.
My dog has never been happier, and it just cut my vet bills dramatically.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Michael Savage here. You know, Hurricane Sandy was a tragic event for many people on the East Coast. I'm from New York City, so I totally feel for everyone out there. I even know what they're thinking. They're thinking, God, I wish I had been better prepared. Listen, people, don't wait till disaster strikes. Okay, do what I do and prepare with WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code Savage, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
KSO traffic, Lafayette, eastbound 24, Ocalana is crashed, two right lanes blocked. Sick alert has been issued there. Biggest problem of all, still southbound 17, Santa Cruz Mountains, one lane blocked. Traffic backed up into San Jose from Highway 280. Have an accident southbound 280 at Winchester Boulevard. Look for delays there. Northbound 880 at Stevenson Boulevard. Crash off to the right shoulder. Traffic still slow and go out of San Jose from 101 because of earlier problems there. Still stop and go out of San Francisco northbound 101, 280 to the lower deck. I'm Dave Fouch, KSFO.
If you simply start taking Social Security benefits at face value, you could be leaving tens of thousands of dollars on the table. But if you knew a few little-known strategies, you could earn tens of thousands of dollars, even as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. And if you earn more in Social Security income, you wouldn't be depleting your other retirement accounts, leaving you with the ability to do all of the things you ever dreamed of in retirement, or to pass along more of your wealth to the people you love. Take the first step and get a copy of a free report, The Social Security Decision, from the Integrated Wealth Consultants. This report is free, so you've got nothing to lose. Learn how you can generate as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. Call to get your free report right now at 415-233-7137. 415-233-7137. That's 415-233-7137.
Now is a great time to be shopping for a used car. Larry Gamash from Carfax.
Get an inspection and shop at a Carfax Advantage dealer. They'll give you a free Carfax report.
See accidents and service records reported to Carfax, plus a price based on the car's history. Just say, show me the Carfax.
Save your furniture and your sanity. Your kids will have a blast at Rock and Jump Indoor Trampoline Park. Bounce half off with SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack, now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Hi, I'm Scott Jusim of OMG Tax. My team can help you with all your IRS tax problems. Honest and professional, we don't make false promises. Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? We cover all the bases to help you get tax resolution fast. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-554-4156. That's 1-800-554-4156. 800-554-4156.
Joe Putnam here at my huge GM pre-owned center in Burlingame, where I've got over 50 pre-owned cars and trucks that still have the balance of the factory warranty. Take the worry out of buying a pre-owned car or truck. Come to Putnam GM in Burlingame or shop online at PutnamGM.com.
When you travel, or if you move, you don't have to miss your favorite station. Thanks to the free iHeartRadio app, this station and over 1,500 of the best stations play on your mobile device. Get started at iHeartRadio.com.
Weekdays at noon.
But there is a cost to this kind of campaign.
They said anything they needed to say to win.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
I wouldn't be proud of winning that way.
Nature of Barack Obama, $100 million trip, for example, coming up to Africa, which is a shocker, when closing the White House to tourists for children, planning an eight-day safari to Africa, and you're going to pay $100 million for this despot. to go to Africa. It includes hundreds of agents to guard the family, military planes to airlift 14 limousines for the king, 42 other vehicles, and enough bulletproof glass to cover windows at all of the president's hotels. You hear this? An aircraft carrier with a full medical center will be nearby, and fighter jets will protect airspace around the clock. $100 million. President's vacation, of course, taxpayers, $60 to $100 million. Now, Caligula was a Roman emperor who worked to increase the unconstrained personal power of the emperor as opposed to the countervailing powers within the principate. You hear this? But even Caligula, as mad as he was, and as power mad as he was, directed much of the money of Rome to ambitious construction projects, including the construction of two new aqueducts in Rome, the Aqua Claudia and the Annio Novus. Obama has constructed nothing. There's no Hoover Dam. There's no tunnel. There's no bridge. There's no nothing. There's no monument to zero. The man is spending it all on himself and his cronies. Gets away with it. How is it possible? Well, we know the reasons. And it's going to get worse before it gets better, kiddies. Yeah, it's going to get worse before it gets better. Real worse. Real better. And I'm a believer in fate. I'm a believer in God, and I believe in America. So I believe in Santa Claus. What can I tell you? I'm a child. I believe in God. Boo-hoo. So I'm a fool. You don't believe in God. You're a real smart guy. You're so cynical. You believe in nothing but yourself. Good for you. Well, goody-goody for you. How's that going to work out for you when you're an old man and your teeth are gone and your hair is gone and you're hobbling around? Tell me how that's going to work out for you. I mean, I have a vision of heaven. I believe my mother's in heaven. I believe my brother's in heaven. I believe my father's in heaven. That's all. That's how I see it. Who am I hurting? Am I hurting you? Does that offend you in some way? I can't help it. It's a free country. Am I still allowed to say that? Or do I get a black helicopter over the house? With some beam technology to see why I came up with a thing like that. I believe that in our lifetime, if this keeps up within a very few years, I think the Bible will be banned. Pretty sure of it. This is how it starts, not how it ends. This is the road we're going down. It's the road we're going down, that's all. But, you know, I do believe that all bad people at this level eventually get found out. This can't go on forever. When this guy takes a $100 million trip while calling for sequestering dollars here and there, I'm telling you, even the stupid liberals have to wake up from their slumber. It's inevitable. He is so drunk on his power that he thinks he can just talk his way out of it. The trip could be the undoing, something as simple as that. Maybe, maybe not. It could be something bigger, like war with Russia. Who knows?
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
We need to register them as soon as possible, not just to keep the problem from getting worse, but we're going to require them to pay a fine, and that's the money that we're going to use to pay for the border security. If we don't get that fine money from the people that have violated our immigration laws, then the American taxpayer is going to have to pay for the border security, and I want to prevent, or we're going to end up borrowing the money like we do now, 40 cents out of every dollar, and I want to prevent
okay.
that from happening.
All right,
happening.
Thanks, Marco. All right, go back to the ice cream truck. That's Marco Rubio. Folks, how do you say chameleon in Spanish?
Camaleon.
Excuse me, how do you say chameleon in Spanish?
Camaleon.
And Rubio's new name is what?
Camaleon.
Okay, I Welcome to the Savage Nation. If you're not feeling good, you're a basket case. If I haven't lifted your spirits, you're a lunatic. You have no hope. If Dr. Savage has not lifted your spirits on the deathbed, you're a finished case. It's over. You may as well take the gas pipe. Play more Little Richard. That's hysterical.
To rock to the east, to rock to the west, but she's the gal that I love best.
Whatever happened to great, crazy entertainers like Little Richard? Where'd they go? Even the entertainers are boring. What are they? Nothing. The long hair, the guitar, big deal. This guy was a loony. He was so far out, it was unbelievable.
Camaleon.
I guess what we got for entertainment now are the Rubios, the Obamas, the Peter Kings, the McCains. I mean, they're good entertainment.
Yes, indeed. But
I would say Rubio, in his own quiet way, is funnier than Little Richard. And I'm a fan of the Cuban people, don't get me wrong. I'll pass the litmus test. Oh, yeah, I swear I grew up on Cuban music. Orquesta Aragon. Aragon de Cuba. Mas, the El Savage Show. I swear I passed the litmus test. I am not a racist. I love Cuban music. I just think Rubio's a comedian, that's all. Oh, Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee.
Camaleo.
I will praise thy name. Thank you, Richard. Give him some crack and we'll see him a little later on after the show. Yeah, well, there it is. If you missed the first hour, I can't help you. You missed an awful lot. It's worth giving up your Friday night entertainment for me when I'm in this mood. It doesn't happen that often. Sometimes I'm down, sometimes I'm up. The news has been so bad this week that a lesser man would have gone into a falsetto by now. I mean, the voice would have cracked. He would have taken the night off, whatever. But I don't know what it is. I come back with a double ever ready. That's all. I do it for a couple of reasons. I do it for my deceased brother, the silent brother, Jerome, who never had a chance to live. That's why I'm still going on. I'm sure of it. I mean, genetically, I should be dead. Genetically, and with my lipid profile, I should have been dead 25 years ago. It's like I'm a medical anomaly. If you look at my lipid profile, you say the man's dead already. It's impossible. Whatever the HDL and LDL should be, mine are reversed. Whatever the triglycerides should be, they're reversed, the opposite. It makes no sense. It belies medical knowledge. And yet I take no anti-cholesterol drugs. Ask my friends. I took them a few days. I couldn't walk. My legs went out. I got crippled from the muscle pains. I wouldn't take them anymore. I said, life isn't worth living as a cripple. What, so I could eat a steak? I don't want it. Forget about it. But then I found out there's a fraction of, there's a lipid fraction that you cannot control through diet, exercise, nor medication, and it's inherited. So, Mom, thank you very much. Thanks, Mama. I must have gotten my mother's lipids. Two minutes later, of course, I realized, yes, you could die of heart attack. You're tempting fate. I got it. I understand. I see it. I see it clearly. God sees the truth but waits. He could do whatever he wants at any moment. God could turn the lights out on any of us at any moment. Sorry, the lights are going out. You don't even get that notice. See, this is how it works. No matter who you think you are, muscled, not muscled, smart, stupid, ugly, fat, thin, beautiful, chick, everyone wants, doesn't matter. God could put the lights out in this. God could put your lights out in a second. He doesn't give any warning either. You don't always get that slow end. You don't always get like, you know, it's slow and progressive and you get a chance to say goodbye and it's not painful and you're just quietly in a nice gingham dress somewhere in a bed and your relatives come around with flowers and you smile nicely at them. No, it doesn't always end like that. It ends in some dramatic way. Sometimes the lights just go boom and that's it. In the middle of a sentence, you feel nothing right on the ground. Then there's another way. I mean, there's other ways, too. If you want the other way, sure, you can have the other way, too. You could live a nice, long life and end up cast into a nursing home by all your relatives who took your money, and you're in a wheelchair, you can't move, and the illegal aliens beat you about the head and neck for the money they leave you, and they push you in front of a curtain while no one's looking, and you sit there all day long. That's how it ends in another way. So as I say to you, here we are. It's the history of the world, according to me. What can I say? Let's play some Little Richard. Takes some calls at 855-407-282. It's the one and only Savage Nation. Thank you, Richard. We're having a wonderful time here on the Savage Nation on Friday night. I've shifted to pure entertainment while injecting some of my politics at the same time. It's a difficult act to follow. It's an impossible act for me to follow, so I doubt that I'll ever do it again. At this point, I'll take a quick break and be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Blinds.com has restored my faith in American business. Look, I love these guys. They've turned the torture of shopping for new window coverings at home improvement stores into an easy, cost-effective way to transform any room with designer blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. And this summer, I'll save you even more with their beautiful, energy-saving honeycomb cell shades that can significantly lower indoor temps on hot days. Look, think of the AC savings. And with their free online how-to videos and over 100 design experts at your service, it's easy to transform any room in about 20 minutes by yourself. Look, of course, they'd be happy to send over a pro installer to do it for you. And even if you mismeasure, no worries, they'll remake it for free. As always, you'll get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. And now save an extra 20% on select insulating honeycomb cell shades. Think of the AC savings. And if you hurry, you'll also get a free upgrade to sleek-looking cordless on many of their most popular products. Get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Go to Blinds.com.
This is important. A huge hushed-up conspiracy is about to turn your life upside down in the coming months. The media is not saying a word because it will generate mass hysteria and chaos, but we're exposing the truth in a controversial video on Prepped.com. This video connects the dots on the terrible incidents that happened just when Obama is after the biggest gun control push in decades. This will make even the most tough-minded patriot's blood curl. Because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know the secret information will survive and thrive. To get the inside scoop, go online to Prepped.com. Watch the video before they force us to take it down. Remember, it's Prepped.com. That's Prepped.com. On the web at Prepped.com. Do it now. On the web at Prepped.com. More than 325,000 people watched the video, and some are now screaming on Facebook that it's the conspiracy of the century. All shocking details exposed only on Prepped.com. Go there now.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-369-9668. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-369-9668. Again, that's 800-369-9668. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-369-9668. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-369-9668.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-322-1859 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 800-322-1859. 800-322-1859.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You're on the air with Michael Knapp.
This is Lita Richard, long tall Sally.
And if you think this is crazy music, listen to this. Thanks, Richard. Give him some crack and we'll see him in the casino. Jeb Bush, the clueless brother of the other Bush, told religious conservatives today the following. He said that the future of the U.S. economy depends upon immigrants in part because, quote, they are more fertile and create more businesses than native-born Americans. Oh, man, that's verging on the eugenics in reverse. They're more fertile? Really, Jeb? I mean, who wrote that one for you? You talk about going off script. I mean, when these guys go off script, you tend to see their IQ. This is a real winner here. Tells religious conservatives that immigrants are more fertile and create more businesses than native-born Americans.
Huh.
Met with silence by those attending his speech during the Faith and Freedom Coalition's annual conference. Just shows you where the teleprompter should have come in. They're more fertile, yes, that we know. Take a look at the welfare rolls. They create more businesses. Now, how does that work, Jeb? The last I checked, one-third of all prisoners were illegal aliens who had committed a felony. What businesses did they create? Well, unless you're confusing. Well, he's lumping. I'm sorry. Since legal and illegal no longer means anything to Jeb Bush and the Republicrats, I suppose prisoner and non-prisoner means nothing. And drug dealer is the same thing as building a legitimate business. I see what you mean. Drug dealing, robbery, rape. These are felonies, but they're no longer felonies, according to Jeb Bush, because to him they're businesses. That's the only thing I can figure out. Former Florida Gov. Jeb Bush is thought to be weighing a bid for the Republican presidential nomination in 2016. God help us all. His remark that immigrants are more fertile and they love families was also met with silence by those attending his speech. Then a spokesmouth for Jeb said that Jeb Bush meant that immigrants, Hispanics in particular, have larger families and more children. I guess then the spokesmouth had to come out and correct what the spokesmouth said about Jeb Bush's stupid remarks, and then correct that. Jeb Bush, whose wife is Mexican, also said immigrants are particularly important to helping create more taxpayers to fund the safety net. How does that work? They don't pay any taxes, the illegal aliens. I don't quite follow that one yet. Okay, well, you get how it works. Foreign-born mothers in the U.S. typically have more children than women born in the United States. No kidding. Here, American girls just want to have fun. The National Center for Health Statistics found that the birth rate for foreign-born women was nearly 50% higher. No kidding. You haven't seen what white women are doing in America under the age of 30? They're behaving like gay men. All they want to do is fornicate like minks. Did I insult anybody by saying that? I didn't mean to insult anyone. I'm just being factual. Before being granted legal status, Bush said immigrants in the U.S. illegally should pay a fine. Yeah, right. Who's going to collect it, Jeb? Learn English. Oh, and you're going to have English police? I love that one. They're all going to learn English. Yeah, I swear on a Boy Scout's honor, they're going to pay a fine, learn English, and they're not going to receive welfare. I swear on my Boy Scout's oath. Now, let's see. What are you going to create? 61 million English police? And what they're going to do? They're going to go into immigrants' home and say, and what they're going to say, please come out here and here's an English test for you. How are they going to do this, Jeb? What do you mean they're going to learn English? Who's going to test them? Who are they talking to? This is what happens when they live an insular life, like Roman emperors, you know. Bush then said the nation must allow more immigrants to, quote, pursue their dreams in our country with a vengeance to create more opportunities. Well, excuse me? Is that why 30% of them are in prison? Because we racists didn't let them pursue their dreams? Jeb, what is this? I mean, is the next thing going to be amnesty for the prisoners in our... The prisoners' guard unions are going to oppose that. I mean, if Bush and Rubio and the gang of 100 decide to grant amnesty to all the prisoners who are locked up because they committed a felony, I think they're going to come up against the prison and guard unions. That's going to be a tough one for them to overcome. Well, anyway, I'm trying to give you some social studies here on the Savage Nation. It just shows you how mad these politicians are. No one believes a word they say. Hasta la vista, Jeb. It was nice knowing you. I think you ought to open a business and finally make an honest living. No, he actually does make an honest living, I think. I think he's actually in business. I don't know what it is. I don't know where it is. I don't know what he does. But without any disrespect to the powerful, all-powerful, great Bush family, I'm sure he runs an honest business. Connecticut, Ed, W-L-I-K. Ed is a self-described liberal from Connecticut. I have no idea what he's going to say. Ed, go ahead, please.
Well, this is a very liberal state. I was raised that way. I find myself now not having too many liberal friends. I've been listening to your show, and I'm surprised at how much I'm in agreement with you. I feel betrayed.
Well, that's very nice. That made my day. I feel much better. I can sleep better tonight knowing that one person in Connecticut agrees with me. How could you agree with liberalism when you see what it's doing to this country and your state in particular? Look what liberalism has done to Connecticut.
Well, it wasn't always this way. I mean, I used to work for CONPERT, Public Interest Research Group. I was an activist with Greenpeace.
I used to save trees. I chained myself to trees many, many decades ago. I was an ethnobotanist who saved knowledge of many rainforests. So, yeah, I come from an environmental background in the truest sense, not just causing trouble, but actually doing something for science.
Yeah. I no longer do anything like that. I found myself at odds with a lot of my...
Well, that's right, because unfortunately, most of the so-called environmental groups have been hijacked by the communist left. They've all latched on to the falsehoods of global warming, and that's their religion. Gaia is their religion. Global warming is their Bible, and they're not interested in the environment. They're interested in pushing. So I have nothing to do with any environmental groups today, nothing whatsoever. I only give money to save elephants and gorillas because I believe, well, actually, you know, now that Obama's going to Africa, maybe I can lobby him to see if he can do something about the poaching of elephants instead of just enjoying himself like a pasha. Maybe that would be nice. Maybe him and, you see, now there would be something. I've just given Obama something positive. I'm trying not to be negative. The president is spending $100 million to go to Africa, including an aircraft carrier offshore for his medical needs. God forbid he should need them. Airplanes, agents, machine guns, rockets, aircraft carriers, all so he can enjoy a safari like an ancient pasha. But while he's over there, maybe he can stop the poaching of elephants. That would be a good cover story. Attention, spooks and spies from the NSA, DHS, DIA, CIA, LSMFT, listening to the Savage Nation. When you send your report, send this on to the chief, the commander-in-chief. Tell him that when he goes to Africa, if he says he's going to look into the poaching and try to stop it, that could possibly save all of the distemper that is raging in America over his excessive costs for this trip. See, I'm a reasonable guy. I mean, I want to mend fences with those in power. 855-407-282 is the Savage Nation. 855-400-SAVAGE. You care to join the conversation? You can do that. What else do we have? Savage replay from Monday. Oh, this is good. Do we have time? Oh, yes. Yes. Play clip 16. This fits perfectly. It fits right away. Fast. 16.
In any parliamentary system of the type that they have in England, they would call for elections as soon as possible, which would be in a week or two, and the Democrat Party would fall. The government would fall. It would be over. They'd be out of office. And the reason they have such a system is precisely because of lowlifes like this running the country in this manner, as though running roughshod over our Constitution, running roughshod over our economy, running roughshod over our allies, treating our enemies as friends and our friends as enemies. Let me not go down the litany. That's why we have a corrupt, rotten system. Listen, the Fourth Amendment is very clear, Barry. You went to college. You went to Columbia. You're allegedly a great student.
I said cut it off. What, are you stupid? What is the guy on pizza? He's high on Parmesan cheese? If I say cut it off, cut it off. It's not a high school show. I'm going to get mad now and blow my mood. That's all. I can't believe this. I say cut it off, cut it off. See, I know I'm live, and you're telling me that now. You're doing great tonight. Go for third now and see if you can really ruin the show. Anyway, Monday I was angry, so I said those things. Today I'm not angry, but now I'm angry because of what I played for Monday. 855-400-7282. Let's go to the callers on the Savage Nation. WFTL, Florida. Hank, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, I think the Democrats owe the Nixon family an apology, or just the name of Richard Nixon, for his when he resigned from for Watergate.
Yeah, Nixon had honor. Nixon had the honor to resign. Obama doesn't know what the word means.
And I love Swanee. That's so perfect for him. Swanee. I love that. You know,
I don't know what that is. It could be a little on the racist, that comment. We've got to watch out for that. It's the Savage Nation. 855-400-7282. 855-400-SAVAGE. When I come back, more of the mysterious Friday Night Savage Show. Don't know where I'm going to go yet. Angry? Could be. I'm moving into anger now because of the mix-up. It could be I come back angry. I don't know yet. I'll have to see if I can calm myself down.
Savage.
Hi, this is Ted Cruz. In recent weeks, the IRS has admitted to unlawfully targeting conservative groups and trying to silence the president's critics. This is wrong. A chilling abuse of power. It needs to be fully investigated, and those involved must be held accountable. But we also need to make sure it never happens again. It's time to abolish the IRS. We need to get rid of the army of IRS agents trying to police every aspect of our lives. No more discrimination, no more intimidation, and no IRS enforcement of Obamacare. We need a tax code that is simple, fair, and that protects our freedoms. I'm working to lead this effort in the U.S. Senate, and I hope you will join me by calling today.
Join Ted Cruz and help him fight back against the IRS. Please call toll-free 1-800-655-3707 to sign the official petition to abolish the IRS. That's 1-800-655-3707. Call 1-800-655-3707 to abolish the IRS. That's 1-800-655-3707. Paid for by Senate Conservatives Fund and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. SenateConservatives.com.
Good evening, I'm Dave Thomas on Talk 560 KSFO. The California Senate has passed a $96 billion Democratic spending plan amid sharp party divisions over whether it will lead to future problems for the state budget. The legislature has until midnight Saturday to send the governor a balanced budget, but the plan is expected to get the majority of votes in both houses. One of the three remaining known survivors of the 1906 earthquake in San Francisco has died. Winnie Hook died at her home this week. She was at 107. Hook was honored today at a noontime ceremony at John's Grill on Ellis Street. Taking a look at the roadways, big ticket item is still the Santa Cruz Mount, southbound 17, south of the reservoir. Left lane still blocked by a downed wire. Traffic getting better only because of the hour. It is still bumper to bumper, though, back from Hamilton Avenue. Northbound 101 still slow in San Francisco from 280 on. Onto the lower deck. Still sluggish in Fremont, northbound 880 and 680 is yet for the Sentinel grade. I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Negative online stories about you or your business might take seconds to create, but years to remove. How many customers and sales dollars you will never see due to lies, rumors, and that one disgruntled customer who posted a bad review on the internet? If you want to personally or professionally take control of your online reputation, grab a pen and take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-432-9197. When you call, you will get free information on how you can legally fight and potentially bury negative internet postings. With a reputation management program, you can now positively promote your business online. Join the thousands of entrepreneurs and professionals who have already taken control of their Google search results. You're losing money every day when customers pass you by after they read negative info online. Call today to get a free reputation review and start building positive online content. Call 1-800-432-9197 for free info. That's 1-800-432-9197. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. Take control of your online Google search results today by simply calling 1-800-432-9197.
An Advance Auto AutoParts.com. You can find the part you need and get it delivered straight to your home from the comfort of home. Plus, when you order $75 or more from AdvanceAutoParts.com, your shipping is free. Imagine ordering from the comfort of your pajamas, a smoking jacket, a go commando, whatever. Spend $75 and the shipping's free. And so are you, man. AdvanceAutoParts.com. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See site for details.
Now, here's something you don't hear about guys on the radio much anymore. He's live, he's unscripted, unrehearsed, and definitely not pre-recorded. He is Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor. Greg's not trying to sell you a book, and he's not so big and self-important that he'll be sending you to an offshore phone bank in a different time zone. And he's on at noon every Saturday. Oh, and did I mention he's live? It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Have you heard? Proactive is America's top acne system because it works. So stay tuned for a chance to participate in a 60-day trial to prove it. Proactive heals your acne and helps prevent new breakouts. We're looking for 50 people with moderate acne to demonstrate exactly how fast Proactive works. The first 50 callers who qualify can try Proactive risk-free and get free shipping. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-583-7671. That's 1-800-583-7671.
Thinking of owning gold and silver? Should you trust the biggest dealer, the expert, the quote-unquote best deal, the paid celebrity? Get the facts. Stop paying high retail commissions. Do it right. Educate yourself before you buy. Call Goldworth. Discover what dealers don't want you to know. Request your guide free. 800-257-GOLD. 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 Or visit goldworth.com.
Monday morning, we're going to wake you up on the right side. Join Melanie Morgan, Katie Green, and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
This world, nothing can stop the deliver. And you are my
the cane is doing now 10:30 at night in Washington. Did you eat? I like him actually enjoy a dinner. Does he know how to? Would he know like veal? What does he eat? A guy like him, I can't imagine. Does he know food? I don't know. The beer money with the white. I think he must know food. I'm thinking of Friday night, 10:30 on the East Coast. Like, what's Obama doing? Like, imagine, what's he, a fundraiser, sorry. No, I even think. Some way he's raising money at some time. Where is Biden on a night like tonight? Selecting a new water gun for around the pool? No, I don't know. Where would Rand Paul be tonight? Getting elevator shoes somewhere in America? Picking a new pair of elevator shoes for the run? Where would Romney be? Well, Romney would be getting ready for this for the Sabbath, there's no question. He spends 6 days a week getting ready for the Sabbath, which is a nice thing. Where would Anthony Weiner be tonight? Let's perish the thought. Let's forget that one. Let's just perish the thought. How could this guy be running? How is that possible in New York? Is that possible? How could America be that destroyed that a guy who showed his you-know-what to the world is now running for the mayorship? I guess it's After Bloomberg, anything is possible. They're so fed up with him. I mean, what did Bloomberg do for the city? Spent the last year of his career as mayor banning things. Built nothing, achieved nothing. No great monuments. Again, nothing. No FDR Drive, no Holland Tunnel, no waterworks, nothing. Banning things. That's his idea of governance, ban things. Think about what I'm saying to show you how degenerated everything has become. You know. So, anyway, I don't know that I have to, you know, do some politics right now to save the show. I don't know that I want to. California's legislature just okayed a $96.3 billion budget. $96 billion budget for the state of California. Trains to nowhere. The roads are broken. The town of Larkspur, California, has broken roads. By the way, I've been working on getting the pensions from the city manager and others. They will not release them. See, the reason I'm doing this thing on pensions, not potholes, in Larkspur, California, a little town in Marin County, a liberal bastion, 99.7% liberal. Any conservatives are run out of town on a rail, and they got the kind of leadership that they deserve. The roads are broken. The most broken streets in the whole state are found in Larkspur, and there's no money for roadworks, no pothole repairs. They say there's no money. But when I say, well, what are your pensions? They say, we can't tell you.
you have to write to this office. We write to that office. They say write to CalPERG, whatever. We write to CalPERG. They say write to that one. So we're going to actually do a freedom of information. Then we're going to get the FBI. Then we're going to get the governor of the state, Jerry Brown. We're going to get the pensions of this town to show you that although you think there are excesses coming out of the federal government, which there are, it goes all the way down to the smallest town in America. They will not even release pensions, which are which is public information. Think about it. I want you to show the arrogance of office. And I'm using an example, one town, Larkspur, California. We've been trying to find out what the pensions are for the city management. They will not release it. They will not release it even though they have to, even though they legally are required to. Now, in a legitimate nation, the state attorney general would investigate this, and they would get the information. They probably punish the people who refuse to release the information to the media. But, hello, it's a one-party state. So, in other words, where's the justice? Maybe 1,000 listeners of the Savage Nation in front of City Hall when the city manager comes out chanting something like, potholes, not pensions, potholes, not pensions, might give him the shock to his system that he needs in order to release the information. So the day may come that if I get no satisfaction, I get 1,000 listeners, we come in by bus, and we take over Larkspur, and we start chanting, potholes, not pensions. Potholes, not pensions. Potholes, not pensions. I think even 100 people might attract the attention of the non-newspapers. Well, at least the blogs would cover it. They would smear us. It doesn't matter. But even the liberals want to know what kind of pensions these people are getting. 855-407-282 is the Savage Nation. Most wanted mobster. Oh, I'm sorry. Most wanted molester nabbed. Georgia fugitive on the run for 3 years, arrested in a cafe near Union Square, San Francisco. That's the biggest problem in the world, is one molester. Not the people who stole the money from Solyndra. The people who ripped off $500 million have mansions all over the country, but they're not on the run. They're not on the run. They're looking for molesters. A Georgia fugitive molested his two young sons, who featured American woman, arrested in a cafe near San Francisco, Union Square. Blah, blah, blah. Marcus Tillman wanted to join. Blah, blah, blah. Tillman was profiled on the TV show America's Most Wanted. When the Marshal Service in Northern California got a tip that Tillman might be in the area, they canvassed the neighborhood until they found him. He was arrested without incident, awaits extradition to Georgia. That's a nice story. Great. Well, when they arrest the people who stole the money from Solyndra's loan and all of the other scams that Obama's men have pulled off, then I'll think that there's actually justice in the world. Look at a molester. Okay, yes, a horrible thing to do to someone. It's a horrible crime, but is that the highest crime? What's the highest crime? How about stealing freedom? Is that a crime? Whatever. I don't want to go there. Then I'll get the freedom nuts. We all want freedom. I get it. Pass the loyalty oath. I was a Boy Scout. You know what I'm saying? I went to 10 Mile River Camp. I had the uniform and the shorts with the hat, with the tomahawk. And the night, I love that camp. You know, now it's summer. I'm jealous. The kids are out of school. They're all getting the Ritalin now for the vacation. The mothers still are like lunatics. This generation, everything we taught them in the 70s, everything I wrote about has been gone. It went up in smoke from the doctor machine. I see women who look intelligent giving the kid like croissants in the morning with chocolate, croissants and cocoa. And you know the kid's whacked out on pills. You know he's on Adderall or on God knows how many other medications. He goes to school stoned out of his mind on sugar. The mother has no idea how to feed him, nor does she care because she grew up on Adderall. She's a junkie. She may look like a cheerleader, but she's a junkie. The poor kids don't stand a chance. They have no chance whatsoever. Everything we taught in the 70s about nutrition, the books that were written, mine included, The Art of Feeding Children, well, you name it. The mothers don't know. They don't care. They don't want to know. They want the convenience of drugging their child. It's child abuse. How many times a day I see kids being fed cocoa, coffee, pastries outside of bakeries? And, you know, like the good Samaritan in me wants to say something. I shut up. I don't say anything. Can't say anything. They'd probably call the police and I'd be arrested or hit with an umbrella in the groin. So I don't say anything because I'd let them. You don't want to poison your kid? Now I become cynical. You want to poison your kid? Good, poison your kid. That's what you want? I'll become Sid Vicious in my head. From the good Samaritan to go to hell, poison your child. He doesn't deserve any better with you as a mother. I get really angry, so I go the other way. What do you want me to do, walk around in pain over and get a heart attack? over the stupid blonde mothers in the suburbs of America stuffing their children with cocoa puffs? I'm not going to do it. Play the Duke of Earl. I don't like where I'm going right now. I don't like it. The mood's changing. It's not good. Didn't have a good lunch, I think. It's the Indian. I think there wasn't enough cumin in the curry or something. I don't know. It wore off. It's like the magic wore off. We had that mistake. I got thrown off. I'll come back. I'm a performer. I'm a very emotional performer. I'm not like a robot. I'm not a... Think of me as a live performer. I'll turn it off now. I got the thread. I am a live performer. Talk radio is a live performance. You're on the microphone. There's millions of people listening. You don't know who's listening. Spooks, good, bad, crazy, whatever. So you got to be in a good mood. You got to have your wits about you. You got to feel good. The flow's got to be there. And if your flow gets thrown off, you know what happens? The show goes into the toilet. It's as simple as that. That's it. It's a live performance. There's not a script here. Yeah, I have stories. I have sound bites. But by and large, it's completely on the natch. It's impossible to do unless you know how to do it. No one could do it. That's all. And the amateurs, you know, wrap themselves in the flag 24-7. Of course it's important, but who could listen to the flag talk 24-7? Connecticut, Tom, you're on the Savage Nation on WABC, the powerful. I mean, it's such a power. When I say ABC or KSFO or KLIF, and I don't mean to disrespect all the other stations, I know the power of radio. I know the power of, you know, there was a survey that came out. You're not going to believe this. Despite all of the new apparatus out there, do you know that the time spent listening to, the number of people listening to radio has gone down about 2% over the last 10 years? It's humongous. And the average radio listener listens to radio 3.5 hours a week. Would you believe this? So don't think this is a gone media. It's a lost media. You're wrong. It's probably the most influential medium that is out there. Precisely because it's immediate, it's free, and with talk radio, you get a sense of truth. And that's why you like it, because there's no other unfettered truth anymore out there that we know. And I'm selling you on radio. I love the medium. I always have since I've been a kid. For the first time I went to the RCA building, God forbid I say that, with General Electric owning it. Let me do a mea culpa with Jeffrey Immelt running it, paying no taxes for G. God forgive me. But what I remember when I was a kid, and my mother, God rest her soul, took me to Manhattan. And it was the greatest treat in the world. I was 7 years old, 8 years old. Who remembers? Corduroy pants, Buster Brown shoes, corduroy shirt, bad haircut. I was already out of the dead man's pants phase. I think she actually bought me a pair in a store. We were poor. We were immigrants. I didn't think they were bad. They kept me warm. What did I care? They were dead man's pants. They cut them off at the knees, and they kept me warm. Who knew style? In fact, I would think that they'll come back today with the way the morons dress in Manhattan. I never saw anything like it. I never saw a nation of it. No one wears clothing anymore. They may as well wear dead man's pants from a corpse, the way the jerks dress in their 30s. So anyway, we get on the subway, my friend and I. My mom took us in. We go to the RCA building. Great days of radio now. It was the great days. Radio was still king. Well, it wasn't king. TV was already in, of course. I wasn't born in 1904. TV was in, powerful, movies, power, but radio was still powerful. It was the age of radio storytelling on the radio. It was pre-talk radio, and there was a lot of, like, Green Hornet stuff still, and stories were told on the radio. People would listen to it. She takes us to the RCA building. I can remember to this day, we go all the way up to, like, a kid from the Bronx who was poor, to even go in those marble-lobbied buildings, I felt embarrassed, like I didn't belong there. I was an immigrant kid. I didn't think like I belonged there. I thought white people belonged there. I didn't feel white. I pass for white now, but truthfully, I didn't feel white at that time. I was not yet an honorary white man. And I would go in the lobby. I was like, oh, look at those white guys. They look like madmen to me. Everybody looked like a hero, except me. They all looked like they were captains of their football team. Their name was Jock. They went to Harvard. They came from distinguished families. Their grandfather fought in the Civil War. You know, I felt embarrassed, so we go, and I know it was allowed in there. We get in the elevator, go up pneumatic tube into the studio, and a man comes out with he says, now, boys and girls, we're going to show you how we make thunder on the radio. And he takes out a big sheet of tin, and he shakes it, and goes, and it sounded like thunder. I was stunned. And he said, when you're listening to your favorite Western show on radio, and you hear the horse's hooves, do you know how we make it, boys and girls? No, how do you make it, sir? And he takes out these horse's hooves and runs them on a tabletop. I thought a horse was in there. I was in love with radio from that moment on, and I'm still in the medium. I was in television for 4 months. You know what happened, but the fact is, I didn't like television. I dreaded every day I did it. Why? Because I couldn't use my mind as thoroughly, as quickly, and as completely as I can on the radio. Why? Because I had to focus on love the camera, look at the camera, love the camera, make love to the camera. What kind of shirt, what kind of tie, what kind of makeup, how's the lighting? Is the lighting man screwing you? Yes, they were. Yes, everyone in that studio undermined my show from bad sound, bad lighting. You ask anybody who watched those shows. It was a disaster, a nightmare. It was all liberal psychotics in the TV business. I couldn't wait to... Whatever, it's over. It's past history. I'm not made for television. I am very gifted to be gifted for radio, and here I am. And that brings us to 47 minutes after the hour. You're listening to The Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
It sounds to me like the IRS, the federal government, and the White House all need to be vetted. They lie about Benghazi. They lie about the anti-Tea Party IRS probe. They lie about Fast and Furious. They lie about snooping on reporters. All we get from political leaders today are lies, lies, and more lies. And yet we're told to believe them about the true state of the economy, the banks, and the dollar. You're going to trust them to fix the budget? You're going to trust that your pension is secure? You're going to trust there'll be no major increases in your cost of living? Don't you believe it. That is until they officially deny it. Listeners, today you need to hear the savage simple truth from a man America trusts, Craig Smith of Swiss America. Simple truth is based on facts, not spin. Don't buy their lies. Get my new Simple Truth CD. Call 800-289-2646 now. 800-289-2646. Why? When it comes to something as vital to your future as your money, you better trust the simple truth. Get the free CD at 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646.
If you simply start taking Social Security benefits at face value, you could be leaving tens of thousands of dollars on the table. But if you knew a few little-known strategies, you could earn tens of thousands of dollars, even as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. And if you earn more in Social Security income, you wouldn't be depleting your other retirement accounts, leaving you with the ability to do all of the things you ever dreamed of in retirement, or to pass along more of your wealth to the people you love. Take the first step and get a copy of a free report, The Social Security Decision, from the Integrated Wealth Consultants. This report is free, so you've got nothing to lose. Learn how you can generate as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. Call to get your free report right now at 415-233-7137. 415-233-7137. That's 415-233-7137.
This is an important legal alert announcement. Pay attention. If you or someone you know has suffered complications from a metal-on-metal hip replacement, there is a special toll-free hotline set up just for you. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-294-2339. That's 1-800-294-2339. When you call the National Legal Hip Replacement Hotline, you will get valuable free information that will tell you how you could get significant compensation for your pain and suffering. If you or someone you know has suffered failure of
of your metal-on-metal hip implant, resulting in pain and disability that may have required revision surgery to replace the failed component, this valuable free information is for you. Common symptoms include groin pain, dislocations, instability, and pain associated with loosening of the device. Call today to find out if you could receive monetary compensation. 1-800-294-2339. That's 1-800-294-2339. Act now. Call 1-800-294-2339. Consumer Attorney Marketing Group is a legal referral service.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Weeknights at 6.
But if you're not going to discuss the issues, there's no reason for you to be in talk radio.
You may as well continue to do stand-up on Fox News.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Heart and soul, I fell in love with you. Heart and soul, the way a fool.
The great rock and roll group, the Cleftones, from my alma mater, Jamaica High School, when it was still a high school. I think it's a Denny's now. All right, welcome back. A lot of the old people don't even go on the internet. That's the problem. If I tell them to go to michaelsavage.com, they don't even know what it is. They have no idea what .com even means. That's all right, whatever. But on my website, michaelsavage.com, home of the Borders, Language, and Culture, here's the lead story. It's a picture of Bush smiling with Obama. And the headline is, Obama copying Bush on fake WMD story as prelude to war. At least that's one man's opinion. It's from the Wall Street Journal, who quotes the Kremlin, who dismissed the U.S. evidence as unconvincing. I gave it my own little spin. We heard of, where'd the last WMDs lead us? How'd that work out for us? Well, here it is again. Here's the next story. 7 of 9 key Syrian rebel fighter groups are Islamist. Tell that to McCain, that moron, that warhawk idiot dummy who should be running a Buick dealership in Tibet. That's too good for him. Buick's a good car. He should be running a Yugo dealership in Tibet, even though there are used Yugos, old Yugos, rehab Yugos in Tibet. 7 of 9 key Syrian rebel fighter groups are Islamist. You hear this? We're sending them weapons and a no-fly zone. Now, what is that about? No wonder I've reverted to humor. There's nothing left. Wiener's wife investigated over employment status. How did she get to be a six-figure private consultant to the government under Hillary Clinton? Uh-oh. Obama family trip to Africa on safari to cost $60 to $100 million. Hey! It's good to be the emperor. Good to be emperor. Strange bedfellows. Sessions and Sanders agree immigration bill is payoff to big business, from the Daily Caller. That's a good one. Well, I agree with Sessions. It's very hard to agree with Sanders on anything. He's the only socialist in Congress. He's as a naked, you know, ILGWU, old line wobbly as they make. His accent is worse than mine. Have you ever heard Bernie Sanders from the Vermont? How did he hoodwink the nice people from Vermont? How did he go?
Well, I think we should investigate. It's very important that we come to the bottom of this corruption.
Sounds like one of those people in Union Square on a soapbox. Bernie Sanders that agrees with Sessions. Sessions retired. He's still in there. He's going to go to the Heritage Foundation. We lost the good man in Sessions. Alabama Republican Senator Jeff Sessions has a lifetime American Conservative Union rating of 94 out of 100. Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders has a lifetime rating of 6 from the same organization. But both agree the immigration reform proposal before the Senate caters specifically to corporate interests by driving down wages. Oh, really? You mean Rubio doesn't know that? The ice cream man cometh? That's a funny one, by the way. That's a good line. The ice cream man cometh. That's pretty good. because it's a takeoff on the Iceman cometh. You don't know, that's a literary reference. You waste it on the audience, to riddling people. So let's play clip seven and go. I'll ask you, how do you say chameleon? Let's play clip seven now.
But at the essence of our immigration policy is compassion. The idea that not only do we believe that people from all walks of life can succeed if given the opportunity, we actually want to be the place where they succeed. Now, clearly through an orderly process, a legal process,
Marco,
a way that's measured is good for our country, but we believe these things. And we are motivated Marco. In that regard by our compassion.
Oh, Marco.
By our understanding that there are people on earth who are denied the right to be who God meant them to be. But we believe if you give them a chance to do that, they will change their lives, they will change our country, they will change the world. We are called to preserve those values.
Marco Rubio, how do you say chameleon in Spanish?
Camaleon.
Ah, camaleon. Camaleon. Everyone knows that except those who support him on the Republican side. I never heard anything like this. It's unbelievable to me. I love that soundbite. I think I'm going to use more Spanish words. I studied the lingo for 7 years. It's over the show? How is this possible? I don't believe it. There has to be another 4 hours. Only one more hour? I can't. I'm racing into this hour. I don't believe this. I'm going to start injecting Spanish words into soundbites. Because the last thing we have left is ridicule. It's the only thing we've got left from these frauds and clowns and evildoers. We're going to ridicule them. Play Hillary on the way out the door. It's too late. I understand. It's too late. I called for it too late. It's all right. It's the Savage Nation.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is TGIF Friday, the 14th of June, 2013. Wow. If you support amnesty for 30 million illegal aliens, if you support spying on innocent citizens, if you support going to war in Syria, then you must be a liberal. Welcome to Twisted Friday on the Savage Nation, where everything isn't what it appears to be. Well, today we're talking about that and other stories, including America's worst charities. That's right, you heard me. Watch out for these charity ripoffs. Now, of course, the biggest charity ripoffs is Obama Incorporated, but that's not listed by CNN. They dropped that story today to show you how evil charities are. But I would say that if you have to give 50, 60% of your income to someone against your will and they spend it any way they want, no matter what you say, wouldn't you say that they're the biggest ripoff? Hello? Airlines are being warned not to fly the leaker. Ah, freedom of flight. Freedom of flight. He hasn't been tried, but he's been found guilty by Obama and the NSA. On MichaelSavage.com, where borders, language, and culture prevails. Well, what can I tell you? The news is depressing. The news is depressing. What can I tell you? Let's start at the bottom. Read the interview with Michael Savage in The New Yorker. Really? The New Yorker? And Michael Savage? Why, I thought that was reserved for Albert Einstein and liberals. Well, I guess it is. Fiend viciously attacks elderly man, breaks his hip, and steals his Bible. Ah. Hmm. Is there life after delivery? Yeah. What else? Animal cruelty, Savage's radio renaissance, Michael Savage wins landmark case in federal court. Former Reagan official praises a time for war. ACLU turns on Obama. What is Echelon? Savage outraged by zero reaction to 2011 helicopter crash in Afghanistan. Americans decry NSA spying and view Snowden as a patriot. Don't tell that to a bummer in the media complex. What else is in the news? Oh, yes. Obama's IRS agents have been seen training with AR-15s. What? Why do IRS law enforcement agents need AR-15s? The same reason Big Sis in Homeland Security needs 2 billion bullets. Really? You mean they're getting ready for something crazy? You betcha. You betcha. Not related, of course, is this story. White majority in U.S. gone by 2043. They're celebrating that. Looking forward to what? The day this becomes like Mexico? And then what? Well, okay, what can I tell you? Liberalism is a mental disorder. Liberalism is a psychotic mental disorder. Where is the anti-war movement in America? Where did all the big mouths go? And the whole thing was just a lie, wasn't it? It was just anti-Republican. It wasn't never anti-war. Because we now have a president who's done everything that is unimaginable, from spying on Americans, targeting his political enemies with the oppressive power of the government, and now basically providing military aid to Syrian al-Qaeda. This is while Russia supports Assad's regime. And Assad, by the way, outsmarted the entire U.S. intelligence apparatus. They miscalculated everything about it. They got it all wrong. Everything they calculated, Assad's gone, the rebels are winning. It was all wrong. They had it upside down. Our great intelligence community, they couldn't catch the Boston Marathon bombing. But if you're sending a postage stamp to a neighbor saying, I love America, you might be visited by the FBI. So I asked you, if you support amnesty for 30 million illegal aliens, mainly from Mexico, who want to trash our borders, language, and culture, and if you support spying on innocent civilians yet still call yourself a liberal, and you support the new declaration of war, let's say de facto war in Syria, why don't you support your position by calling the Savage Nation, the most informative, exciting talk show in America, at 855-400-7282. Yes, that's a declaratory statement. Others may disagree with me, but it is exciting, it's informative, and it's late at night. And I got to tell you something. The lines are hot. It looks like a tilted pinball machine. The callers are excited to talk about America right now. They understand that there's something wrong. Many of them don't know exactly what's wrong, but they know something's wrong. They know that there's government anarchy. They know this is an administration that is drunk on its own power and out of control. They know this. They sense it. Even people who were duped into voting for this sham and fraud are coming to understand something is wrong. They don't understand what to do, though. Because if they come out and say, no, I oppose amnesty for illegal aliens because I know it will go against all of my beliefs. These are ZPG people. They're against population growth and what? They're supporting the flooding of America by 30 million illegal aliens with a high birth rate? No, so that violates their belief system. Let's see. They're liberals, but they support spying on Americans by an overbearing government? Well, that doesn't work. They're liberals, but they now support a de facto war in Syria? Even though they oppose the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, how does that work? They don't know what to do. So they're afraid to disagree with their past positions. So they're stuck in their doxies, and that's why you're not hearing from them. So the only people left who are vociferously explaining and complaining are those of us who are independent of mind and independent politically, attached to neither party. That's it. It's a clear statement. The phone number is 855-400-7282. It's time for some compassion on the Savage Nation, since I coined the phrase compassionate conservative, which was used by George Bush and the Republicans to launch themselves into the public eye. I will soon create a new phrase for you to remember that you will never forget. But before I take my break and go into the Dixie Lang music again, I want to say to you that I agree with Hillary Clinton. That's right, you heard me right. You didn't think I'd say that. What I'm about to play for you of Hillary Clinton is so good, I'm going to play it every day for the next 2 years. Here is Hillary Clinton saying something I 1,000% agree with. Listen.
I am sick and tired of people who say that if you debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic. And we should stand up and say we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Right on. Go, girl, go. Now, that's the kind of Republican we need, Hillary Clinton screaming about dissent. That's the kind of girl we need in the, I mean, that's the kind of girl we need in the Republican Party. So in honor of Hillary Clinton's brilliant discourse on in the favor of dissent, we'll be playing that every day now for the next 2 months, just so we can see which way the wind blows. Step right up. Step right up. We had Twisted Turkey Thursday yesterday. Did a heavy show. If you support amnesty for 30 million illegals, if you support spying on innocent Americans, if you support supporting Al-Qaeda in Syria, I asked you to call me, but I don't want to do it again. I mean, how much can I take of that? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do that again. It's Friday. Lighten up. Go buy a pair of shoes with pink pom-poms on it. You know what I mean? Get hammered. Be an American. Be an American. See, there's never a revolution in the country if the people are fat and happy. Something got on saying, I studied revolutions. The only thing that ever brings about a real revolution is starvation. So if you actually think that the people are going to revolt against the kingly government that we now have, you're mistaken. They're fat, they're happy, they go to Las Vegas, they go to Atlantic City, they gamble. The old ladies take the Social Security money, the arms with the cigarettes from the mouth. the cups with the chips, and they hit the machines. The fat arm jiggles as they pull the handle. They don't know what country they're living in. They don't care. The checks keep coming in. The medication keeps rolling in. What do they care? What do they care who's in power? At the end of the day, if they're starving, they care. The Soviet Union, they had a salami, one salami for 1,000 people hanging in the butcher shop. So eventually it caught up with the criminals in the Kremlin. It took about 50 years. So we got a long way to go yet. That's all. Scandals raging at home, and suddenly they discover chemical weapons in Syria. A day before, there weren't any. Now there were. Russia says, where's the proof? There's no proof. There's no pictures. They made it up. They invented the whole thing. And who are the rebels? They're not James Dean. The rebels are not James Dean, a rebel without a cause. The rebels are Al-Qaeda. They want an Islamist state there. But go ahead. Support that moron, John McCain. That idiot, that war hawk, that schmuck who works for the defense industry, that putz. What an idiot. I told you. I warned you about McCain during the election. My God. Okay, I cost him the election, right? It was me personally. You remember that election, the one before the other doofus? They're going to wheel him out again. That's my nightmare. Is in the 2016, if we ever get there to an election, they wheel out, what's his name? The Mormon guy. Nice guy. The guy I had the pasta with. I can't even remember his name. I swear, I'm not pulling it. Who? Oh, yeah, Romney. He's such a family name. Romney. Yeah, so memorable. The nicest guy in the world. The clincher for me was when his wife got up and killed the election for him. There were so many things. She got up and said he does the laundry at night. No, in the middle of a world like this, I don't want to hear the president does the laundry at night. I don't want him to do the laundry at night. I didn't want to hear he's that nice a guy. Please don't tell me he does the laundry at night. He was on the right track when he talked about the Islamists trying to destroy Christians. That was the road to victory. Okay, well, there it was. Anyway, it's one man's opinion. Let's play some Dixie. Let's get the calls. 855-407-282.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
This is important. A huge hushed-up conspiracy is about to turn your life upside down in the coming months. The media is not saying a word because it will generate mass hysteria and chaos, but we're exposing the truth in a controversial video on Prepped.com. This video connects the dots on the terrible incidents that happened just when Obama is after the biggest gun control push in decades. This will make even the most tough-minded patriot's blood curl. Because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know the secret information will survive and thrive. To get the inside scoop, go online to Prepped.com. Watch the video before they force us to take it down. Remember, it's Prepped.com. That's Prepped.com. On the web at Prepped.com. Do it now. On the web at Prepped.com. More than 325,000 people watched the video, and some are now screaming on Facebook that it's the conspiracy of the century. All shocking details exposed only on Prepped.com. Go there now.
Hi, this is Dick Morris. Obamacare is taking full effect this year, with over 15,000 pages of regulations. You need to know how this law affects you. That's why you should get your copy of Obamacare Survival Guide. It's easy to read and the best guide to the new law. Even if you're currently insured or a senior on Medicare or a business owner, a medical profession, or really any citizen, you need the Obamacare Survival Guide. In it, you'll find about hidden taxes, fees, and fines, including a 40% tax on some health plans. I warned you about Obamacare, its rationing, Medicare cuts, and will trigger doctor shortages. Now the Obamacare Survival Guide gives you the simple steps to protect your family. So get the Obamacare Survival Guide at bookstores everywhere. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 today by going to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options, but those rights and options also come with expiration dates, and it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all, or just pay part of what you owe, or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with the court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous, confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in this guy's name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and his credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
During these tough economic times, the best way to provide for your future and live your dreams may be a reverse mortgage. Reverse mortgages are special government-backed programs for homeowners who meet three criteria. You must be 62 years old, live in your home, and not be delinquent on any federal debt. That's it. No credit checks and no income verification is required. With a reverse mortgage, you live in your home as long as you want. And instead of paying money, you receive money every month. Or you can take a lump sum payment. And the money you receive is tax-free. Reverse mortgages are regulated by the federal government through HUD and insured through the FHA. But these programs are limited, and you must call now for a free qualification. Call 800-337-3974. It's never been so easy to change your life with one phone call. 800-337-3974. That's 800-337-3974.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Policy is compassion. Is the idea that not only do we believe that people from all walks of life can succeed if given the opportunity, we actually want that. We actually want to be the place where they succeed. Now, right. Clearly, through an orderly process.
Well, 30 million process, illegal aliens.
A way that's measured very good for our country. But we believe these things. And we are motivated in that regard by our compassion.
Oh, yeah.
By our understanding that there are people on earth who are denied the right to be who God meant them to be. But we believe if you give them a chance to do that, they will change their lives, they will change our country, and they will change the world. We are called to preserve those values.
Wow, that's really... How do you say Rubio in Spanish?
Camaleon.
Okay, I just wanted to remember it. I can't pronounce it very well. There's too much in there for me to even comment. Just go to a mall, Rubio, and take a look at 14-year-old illegal alien women, girls, rather, with four babies in carriages with their 15-year-old boyfriend, not working a day in their life, Rubio, and you'll see what's coming for America, coming to America. Unbelievable. That's all. Next case. I'm a cynic, I admit. And it's just that the NSA spying has reached such a fever pitch in America. By the way, the polls you saw earlier were lies. The Pew poll, as you know, stinks. That's why it's called the Pew poll. Pew means stink. It's nothing. It's based on nothing. It's made up in an office with people picking their teeth with the dental floss. And whenever Obama needs support, the Pew poll comes up with a poll that has no validity. So they said 56 Americans support spying. Turns out it was fraudulent. The real polls came out, and the majority of Americans, by a great number, opposed spying on themselves, as any sane person would understand. Okay? More valid polls, such as the Gallup poll. So now we believe Assad has crossed the line in chemical weapons. Where's the proof? And who is the opposition rebels? Who are they? Who are the rebels? The rebels are clearly al-Qaeda. 2 days ago, they killed a kid in front of his parents because he insulted the religion of Islam. They shot him in front of his parents. That's who was supporting? Now you add the other element. Let's take the petty stuff and put it aside. Russia supports Assad. Russia's warned the United States to stay the hell out of there. Russia has a large naval base in Syria. It's in their sphere of influence. What the hell are we doing? unless we want to trigger a world war, a conflagration that will satisfy only the defense contractors on K Street, because they're salivating for the big days of George W. Bush. Things have not been as good, not since we got kicked out of Iraq. They haven't been able to buy as many mansions as they used to in the old days. Maybe two or three a year for their family instead of an unlimited amount of palaces. They just can't do it anymore. And they have to make ends meet. Instead of buying a G550, they're flying a poor old G5. Instead of being able to afford a new G650, they have to satisfy themselves with one G5. It's unbelievable how they have to suffer now under Obama. So this is a golden opportunity for the G650. Instead of having a 100-foot yacht, they can now buy a 165-foot yacht. This is good for them. Who else is going to benefit from this? Now, let's bring Israel into the equation. I'm a friend of Israel. I support Israel, despite its flaws, because all nations are made up of people, and all people are of varieties of people, good, bad, and indifferent. But it's the best thing we've got in the Middle East. Look what they built out of the desert sands. That's why the jealousy has produced war, because the people around them are sick with jealousy. That they don't have the industry, the drive, the genius of the Israelis, and the sacrifice necessary to build such cities. And it makes them look bad, because they say, well, we've had this for thousands of years. Look what we did with it. Just a pile of sand with camels. We did nothing with our land. And the Jews come along, but look what they did. So they hate the Jews for that, because it shows them up. So I'm a friend of Israel, but why are they on the side of the so-called rebels? What sense does that make? They've been at peace with Assad for as long as I can remember. There was a battle in the Golan Heights in the 73, I remember. I believe that was the War of 73, one of the greatest tank battles in history. And I studied it as a student of minor student of military history. It was a great loss to the Israelis, and yet there's been peace there on that plateau, the Golan's plateau. Why do they want to provoke Syria and the Russia into a war? What do the Israelis have to gain? I keep asking myself, is Israel now being run by the same misguided individuals that are running America, or am I missing something? Again, I say to you, I'm only a talk show host. I'm well-educated. I read as widely as I can. I try to put two and two together. But I'm only one man. I don't even talk to anybody about my opinions. I don't have a meeting. I don't have a kitchen cabinet. I have a dog cabinet. It's me and Teddy. And whatever I say, he agrees with, as long as I give him a greenie. So it's one man's opinion. I'm trying to analyze things from my point of view. I'm not going to ask you what Obama's seminal moment is, but someone's calling on that. What is the seminal moment that's going to occur? In my mind, something's going to happen that's going to bring him down. Finally, this man will be exposed for the Lilliputian that he is. Something's going to bring the entire House of Cards down. Don't know what it is. WABC, Lisa, what's your theory? What's going to happen? Go ahead, please. You're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call, Michael. I wish and pray that you were right. I hope you're right. Maybe there's an outside chance you're right. That'll be his seminal moment to be taken down. But I fear from not only just what I see, but what I've read and listening to other experts as well as yourself, I believe Russia is the one to watch for in the short term, because the START treaty was bogus. And now Russia, of course, you know, aligning themselves with Assad and with China and Iran, they see the weakness in America. I mean, we have a breathtaking moral decline in this country and an apathy.
Weakness is not the word for it. We have absolutely no presence in the world on the world stage. And all they see is a corrupt, hollow man running the country. They know he's a hollow man like Neville Chamberlain, but more corrupt than Neville Chamberlain. This is not even a true believing liberal. This is a corrupt man going to Africa on a $100 million safari. Who can believe in a guy like this?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Identity Guard services are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any medical conditions.
My identity theft anxiety was so bad, I broke out in hives every time I went shopping online.
I started shaking every time I was asked to enter my credit card number. I had it bad.
Identity theft anxiety affects millions of Americans, but it doesn't have to affect you.
That's when my doctor recommended Identity Guard.
Identity Guard Identity Theft Protection was rated best in prevention, and it costs less than a dollar a day.
With Identity Guard, I live life on my terms.
Let Identity Guard give you powerful, effective relief from identity theft anxiety for less than a dollar a day. Just visit identityguard.com/dollar. Act now, and we'll add free protection for your kids, the latest targets for identity thieves. Top-rated identity theft protection for you and your children for less than a dollar a day. Get it now at identityguard.com/dollar. That's identityguard.com/dollar.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. There was a heavy police presence, but not a single protester this evening at Laguna and Fell. Officers had been responding to an email that said tree-sitting protesters plan to reoccupy the land slated for condo development. More and more younger people are saying thanks but no thanks to a credit card. The credit score provider FICO reports that in 2007, only 8% of Americans ages 18 to 29 did not have a single credit card. By the end of 2012, in post-recession America, that number has doubled to 16%. Taking a look at your roadway, still the biggest delay, southbound 17, left lane blocked because of a downed power line. Been that way since 4 o'clock today. Traffic is still backed up to Camden Avenue. Have an accident being reported as well, eastbound 580 at Greenville. That one should be in the center divide. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
I used to pay exterminators to spray my house with toxic chemicals every month. When Chloe was born, I knew there just had to be a better way.
There is. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatments, also offers revolutionary methods of pest control. This is the season when ants, spiders, other bugs, and rodents are trying to get into your home. So call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. Planet Orange will customize a pest control program for your family using botanical solutions to common pest problems, with free service calls between treatments if needed, and peace of mind at no extra charge. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of mint.
Mark, our Planet Orange pest expert, checks in with us every time they come out to treat the property. He's really attentive.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
When you want to know what the best product is, you ask an expert. So if you want to know why the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is the best for you and your family, just ask doctors and nurses why they use it at work and at home, and they'll tell you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer gives a fast, accurate reading with just a gentle forehead scan and is backed by more than 40 published medical studies. Those all add up to peace of mind that your family is using the best and a great value for the money. Get yours today at Target and other fine retailers.
At Advance Auto Parts, we believe the Internet's not just for sharing pictures of your food in sepia tone. At AdvanceAutoParts.com, it's for finding the right part and getting it delivered straight to your door fast. And when you spend $75 or more, that delivery is completely free. Great deals on parts from the comfort of your couch. Post that to your Twipper list, friend page. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm Scott Jusim of OMG Tax. My team can help you with all your IRS tax problems. Honest and professional, we don't make false promises. Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? We cover all the bases to help you get tax resolution fast. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-554-4156. That's 1-800-554-4156. 800-554-4156.
Hi, Tom Baudet. Most people have pretty ambitious bucket lists, like skiing every mountain in America, or seeing a game at every ballpark, or eating at all the famous barbecue joints. It can get expensive and messy. But Motel 6's great low rates mean you save more for what you travel for. So at least your stay will be a drop in the bucket. Get it? It's a bucket list. Good stuff. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Monday morning, we're going to wake you up on the right side. Join Melanie Morgan, Katie Green, and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
Register them as soon as possible, not just to keep the problem from getting worse, but we're going to require them to pay a fine. And that's the money that we're going to use to pay for the border security. If we don't get that fine money from the people that have violated our immigration laws, then the American taxpayer is going to have to pay for the border security, and I want to prevent, or we're going to end up borrowing the money like we do now, 40 cents out of every dollar, and I want to prevent that from happening.
Thanks, Marco. All right, go back to the ice cream truck. That's Marco Rubio. Folks, how do you say chameleon in Spanish?
Camaleón.
Excuse me, how do you say chameleon in Spanish?
Camaleón.
And Rubio's new name is what?
Camaleón.
Okay, I get... Welcome to the Savage Nation. If you're not feeling good, you're a basket case. If I haven't lifted your spirits, you're a lunatic. You have no hope. If Dr. Savage has not lifted your spirits on the deathbed, you're a finished case. It's over. You may as well take the gas pipe. Play more Little Richard. That's hysterical.
Yo! She's rocked to the east, she's rocked to the west, but she's the gal that I love best.
Whatever happened to great, crazy entertainers like Little Richard? Where'd they go? Even the entertainers are boring. What are they? Nothing. The long hair, the guitar, big deal. This guy was a loony. He was so far out, it was unbelievable. I guess what we got for entertainment now are the Rubios, the Obamas, the Peter Kings, the McCains. I mean, they're good entertainment.
Yes, indeed. I don't know.
I would say Rubio, in his own quiet way, is funnier than Little Richard. And I'm a fan of the Cuban people, don't get me wrong. I'll pass the litmus test. Oh, yeah, I swear I grew up on Cuban music. Orquesta Aragon. Aragon de Cuba. Mas, the El Savage Show. I swear I passed the litmus test. I am not a racist. I love Cuban music. I just think Rubio's a chameleon, that's all. Oh, Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name. Thank you, Richard. Give him some crack and we'll see him a little later on after the show. Yeah, well, there it is. Him again? I don't believe it. They're not dredging up another Bush. It's impossible. What is this, like a dynasty? It's like the movie, it's like a TV show dynasty. Jeb Bush is now showing his face again. Just what America needed. Bush 1, Bush 2, now Bush 3. Forget about it. They're so out of touch with reality. He can't win. Impossible. Not what the Republicans need. They may as well run Ann Romney as opposed to Jeb Bush. You know, if this keeps up, I may leave radio and run. And I may do it just to destroy the Republican Party once and for all. Because if I run, I can get 12 to 15% of the popular vote. I know it. I have enough listeners. I have enough listeners that at the end of the road, I could pull 12 to 15%. They're not coming from the Democrat side. I'd say if I pulled 15% of the popular, I couldn't win. But let's say I ran. I ran a virtual campaign. I would not go on the road. I would not give any speeches. I would do it through my website, whatever, tweets, tweet. Savage leaves radio to run for office. That would be enough. Now, in 2016, we're looking way, way ahead, right? I get 15% of the popular vote. I would say of that percentage, 8%, 9% would be of the independent voter. They've got people who really don't like either party, and the rest would be taken from the Republican side. I wouldn't get one Democrat. They'd rather vote for Hitler than vote for me. That's how sick the Democrats are. That's how corrupt they are. They'd rather vote. If Hitler came back and said that he was for illegal immigration, if he came back and he said that he was for whatever, make it up, amnesty, food stamps, $100 million trips to Africa because it's necessary for compassion, they'd vote for it. And then that's the story. But, you know, I could do that. That would be quite a finale to my life, wouldn't it? That would be quite a finale. They keep pushing us. One of us is going to do it. Someone in radio, maybe me or someone else, is going to leave radio and say, the heck with it. You know what? I'll do it. All I got to do is announce it. The next thing I know, they'll all start running. Then we'll have to split the ticket of the lunatic fringe. 855-407-282. No, it's very serious stuff. So let's look at what Obama just did. He's going to do a no-fly zone over Syria, even though Russia's supporting Assad because, well, Assad is a Stalinist. Remember that. You've got to understand. Let's make it simple for you. I'll make it as simplistic as I can. And here it is. Assad is a Stalinist, not an Islamist. The rebels, so-called, are Islamists, not Stalinists. So therefore, Russia, which is a communist state, a crypto-Stalinist state or a re-emerging Stalinist state, supports Assad in their backyard. It's really not in our sphere of influence. It's really in Russia's sphere of influence. It has nothing to do with us. This would be like Russia telling us not to get involved in affairs to do with Canada. Instead, they're going to put a no-fly zone over Canada. Now, what would you say if you woke up and heard Russia was sending bombers over Canada for a no-fly zone because the French wanted to break away from the Canadian nation, the nation of Canada? Say, what the hell is Russia's business? Well, that's what people are saying. It's not your business, America. Stay out of Syria. And Obama had a non-intervention policy until he got in trouble politically. And true to form, as true as in any textbook, it's happened before, virtually from the beginning of time, he goes to foreign wars to cover up his domestic problems. There's nothing new under the sun, is there? It's history repeating itself. It's history repeating itself. It's as simple as that. He's using the justification of war to get the scandals off the headlines. Well, he really doesn't have to do it because he owns the media. You'll notice the scandals are no longer being covered by the stenographers, the Lilliputians. And so here we are. So here we go. So what is Putin going to do? What is Putin going to do now that Obama has basically challenged Putin? How does this end? How does this work out? How does this work out? What, do you think Putin's a joke? You think Russia has no power? They're still a nuclear power. It is in their backyard. It's in their sphere of influence. They do not want an Islamist republic to grow in Syria. They have enough problems with Iran, and Russia has enough problems with the emerging Islamist state of Iraq created by George Bush's miscalculation. That's a big sentence. That's a big paragraph just there. New Jersey, Chris on WABC. You're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Michael. First of all, I don't believe for a second that Barry Soto, the guy who now calls himself Barack Obama, is a Muslim or an Islamist or an atheist for that matter. He believes deeply that he himself is God, and I don't think that would allow any room.
All right, so he's just a demagogue, period. He has no loyalty and no religion. I could buy that.
But I have a quick point to offer on Ed Snowden, and that's that I was a U.S. Marine intelligence operator in Iraq, and so I'm intimately familiar with what it means for one to put one's own self-interest on the line and on hold for the sake of his country, and I believe that that is exactly what Edward Snowden has done. But a perspective that I think a lot of people are overlooking is that Ed Snowden is both a hero and a traitor, in that he has performed something absolutely heroic on behalf of the American people, but he is a traitor to his government in that he has betrayed the interests of a government that is only concerned with the preservation and expansion of its own power. And what we need to reconcile as a nation, as a people, is the interests of ourselves as citizens as opposed to those of a government. The founding fathers were both heroes.
No, Chris, you're absolutely right. He's a traitor to those in the oppressive government that you're talking about, but he's a hero to the American people.
And I think what we...
It would be the equivalent of people saying, well, he took an oath of office. Well, so do U.S. Marines. So what if the Marines are put in the streets of America and told to shoot a group of Tea Party members who come out against Obama? And what if a Marine says, damn it, I'm not going to shoot those people. They're my brothers. What would he be, a traitor or a hero, that Marine who wouldn't do it?
The hope that we can hold on to is that members of the armed forces are sworn to uphold the Constitution of the United States.
Yeah, but wait a minute. How many of them understand what that means? You know the leadership is not sworn to uphold anything but Barack Obama's power structure.
Right, right. Members of the
Look at the generals who are left in this administration. Do you know that Obama and his minions use the spying network that they have to bring down Petraeus on a petty basis, a love affair? That's a reason to throw out a heroic general? That's absurd. Bill Clinton was stooping Monica Lewinsky in the damn White House as commander-in-chief, and he was named man of the year, the father of the year.
Absolutely, but when we compare the needs of the American people, the interests of the American people, and the diametrically opposed interests of those who comprise our government, we should remember that we need to reconcile those two if we are to survive as a nation, and we should remember what Serpico said. And that's it. If you love a man's garden, you got to love the man. What we need to take stock of is, are we the garden or the man?
You're a very, very thoughtful individual, Chris, and I admire your choice of words, your use of words, the way you strung them together and what you said. You said you're an ex-Marine, correct?
No ex-Marines, only former.
Sorry. Okay, my friend, you got me there. Could I send you a copy of my novel, A Time for War, as a gift and my statement of thanks? I appreciate it. Stay on the line. This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
It sounds to me like the IRS, the federal government, and the White House all need to be vetted. They lie about Benghazi. They lie about the anti-Tea Party IRS probe. They lie about Fast and Furious. They lie about snooping on reporters. All we get from political leaders today are lies, lies, and more lies. And yet we're told to believe them about the true state of the economy, the banks, and the dollar. You're going to trust them to fix the budget? You're going to trust that your pension is secure? You're going to trust there'll be no major increases in your cost of living? Don't you believe it. That is until they officially deny it. Listeners, today you need to hear the savage simple truth from a man America trusts, Craig Smith of Swiss America. Simple truth is based on facts, not spin. Don't buy their lies. Get my new Simple Truth CD. Call 800-289-2646 now. 800-289-2646. Why? When it comes to something as vital to your future as your money, you better trust the simple truth. Get the free CD at 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-369-9668. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-369-9668. Again, that's 800-369-9668. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-369-9668. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-369-9668.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Where did everybody go?
They saw my truck and ran for it.
Who are you?
I'm a Pacific Coast termite inspector, and you're toast.
Why's that?
Because we're the leading orange oil specialist in California. A quick and easy way to eradicate termites for those who don't want a tent.
These guys are cheap, cheap, cheap.
Oh, it's much less than you think. And after 20,000 home treatments, Pacific Coast has a perfect Better Business Bureau rating.
What does eradicate mean?
Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-722-4342. Pacific Coast Termite also eliminates rodents and repairs any damage to your home. And if you call right now, we'll take an additional 10% off the termite or rodent treatment and any necessary structural repairs. And all work is guaranteed and backed with a 2-year warranty. Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-PACIFIC. Or visit PacificCoastTermite.com. Free inspection applies to homes not for sale or in escrow.
You don't want to be a termite.
Oh, no.
When Pacific Coast Termite's around.
Monday morning, we're going to wake you up on the right side. Join Melanie Morgan, Katie Green, and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
855-472-8282. If you care to join the conversation, that's the phone number to join it. Let's go to WABC. Michael on WABC in New York. Go ahead, please.
Okay, you always inspire me, and you said there's no press. That's because the press has become the pros. For those people who don't know, that's short for prostitution.
Okay, that's a police term?
That's a, you know, yes, I'm a retired officer, and so we have to, they're going after the pros tonight. You know, they had to make a few collars.
You know, I look at movies, all right. Actually, if I look at the a show like Mobsters on one of, like, Nat Geo, whenever it's on late at night, and I see New York detectives from the 70s, 80s, when they were really straight-up great detectives who knew what was what, they dedicated their lives, they risked their lives, and I say to them, how are they dealing with the world we're living in? Many of them are still alive. They're retired. How can they not? Don't they see what's going on? Don't they see who's in the White House and the gang running the country? They must be going crazy. It's like everyone they arrested is now running the country.
They are going crazy, but they try to keep a sense of humor. That helped them survive. That's why it's important for you to have a sense of humor, and you're doing it magnificently. You're helping a lot of people deal with this ordeal. Can I suggest what's...
Yeah, no, that's true. That's what I'm doing today because I've come out of the other tunnel. I mean, I got so anguished the other day, I didn't think I could go on another day with this. And if I kept it up, my voice would have gone into a falsetto. I would have sounded like Frito on Laughing Gas. So I decided I'll take a breather and come back on the humor side.
Can I tell you what's going to happen that's going to break the guy in the White House?
Yes, I want to hear your theory.
Okay, my theory is... that he is going, somebody, he or somebody else is going to attack the wrong person in show business, and they are going to circle their wagons because they're going to finally realize.
How could he attack somebody in show business? They put him in power. They were the first people who raised, bundled big money for him in Beverly Hills. I know it for a fact. Before Obama was even a glint in the eye of the American people. He was known to the radicals in Hollywood who raised a lot of money for him at private parties in Beverly Hills. They're the ones who put him where he is. You know that.
Yes, I do. But he's going to step over the line. That's my prediction.
Well, I don't know. Who knows what tomorrow will bring? You know, we really don't know. But here's the thing. How can sober people not look at this guy who takes a $100 million trip on a safari to Africa and has the nerve to have his spokesmouth get up and say we're going to get great value for the president and his family's trip to Africa. How does he get away with this? How does he get away with it? It's impossible to believe anybody cannot be shocked by that. And by the way, that number was released by, I think, a Secret Service agent who had had enough of him. It was leaked to the Washington Post. The liberals are even buzzing about the man's craziness. That's all. You know who King Ludwig II was? King Ludwig II was the child king of Bavaria, and he became the king of Bavaria. And the first thing he did is he started to build great castles, and then he wanted to build the greatest of all castles in Bavaria. And he tried to copy the Palace of Versailles in Bavaria with the gold mirrors and the gold walls, and he didn't complete it. He bankrupted the treasury of Bavaria in doing so. Now, this is the interesting thing about Obama. I was thinking about this as well. You know, this man is not responsible for the construction of one grand edifice in this entire nation, despite the trillions of dollars siphoned out of the economy, stolen from the people, as it were, blown on garbage. Tell me one thing he has constructed or created. Not one thing, not one building of any memory. Remember, look at France. Look at France. The emperors built phenomenal, phenomenal pieces. They commissioned great architecture. Okay? In the past, Leaders commission great architecture. They commission great works. The Coolidge Dam. He hasn't built a dam. He hasn't built a bridge. He hasn't built a tunnel. He hasn't built a skyscraper. He's built nothing. The money's been stolen, basically, by the people who put him in power. Think of what I'm saying. There's not one grand structure, not an airport, nothing, zero, zilch, nada, garnished. In any language, he's called Obama the Destroyer. As someone I know called him in a book called Trickle Down Tyranny. Yes, I know, you get offended when I refer to my own books. Those of you who can't write and wish you could. But at the risk of your displeasure, I would direct you to Obama the Destroyer, a chapter within, actually it's in Trickle Up Poverty is where it is, Obama the Destroyer. Man has taken apart NASA. He's taking apart the Defense Department. He's destroyed our space program. He's diminished our ability militarily. Tell me what this man has created. Tell me, you idiot supporters, tell me what he's created with the trillions of dollars he siphoned out of the economy. Tell me. I don't even want to go there. I want to have all the cops who are living in Fort Lauderdale who are retired not to have an aneurysm tonight. All of the retired NYPD cops who almost got a bullet, took a bullet in the head because they believed in justice, truth of the American way, who are retired and can't believe it. They can't enjoy a minute of their life. They try to. They have a beer, they have a shrimp, but, you know, their mind is not on it. They know that the perp is in the White House. They know the perp is in the... They know! Holder, the guy is absolutely a perp. He came into the AG's office as a perp. Look at what he did before he was appointed. Now, we learned yesterday that he's appointing a woman to the number two position of the CIA. She ran a porn bookstore before she went to law school. You hear? It's almost like a desire to flaunt this at people. Saying, yeah, you know what? I think I'll appoint a porn bookstore operator to the CIA. I'll just show you what I... It's almost like one of the Roman Caesars putting a horse in the Senate is what he just did. By appointing that woman into the CIA in number two slot, the ex-porn bookstore woman, it would be the equivalent of, I forget which Caesar it was. I don't remember. I think it was, I don't want to say the wrong one. He got so drunk on his power after the Roman Constitution had been trashed that he had one of the senators removed and he put a horse in his seat. And he gave a speech before the Senate and he said, that horse has more sense than most of you. Sounds funny, doesn't it? Well, that was the beginning of the end of the Roman Empire. Okay, so there are historical, you know, relationships. Would you like me to lighten up, read something light to you on the show, little this, little family story, the Holy Scriptures on a Friday night? There is still a Bible. I don't think he's banned it yet. I know that he's conducted a war on Christianity. That we know. There's an ongoing war on Christianity. I could read from the Bible, but nah, then you'll get the people saying, I don't want to hear it. I like you up to a point, but I don't believe in God. What's your problem? That's so. Happy is the man that... Here's the Psalms. I'll read you one for the religious people. For all the fallen Jews who don't go to temple tonight, and for all of the Christians who no longer go to church, here's book one of Psalms. Happy is the man that hath not walked in the counsel of the wicked, nor stood in the way of sinners, nor sat in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law... And in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by streams of water that bring forth its fruit in its season. Not bad. And so, well, and the wicked, they always tell you the wicked are going to get it. I wonder about that. But, you know, even, who was that Don? They called him the Teflon Don. The heavy set, the strong-looking guy, like, from Brooklyn. Whatever his name, I don't remember. Remember the gangster? He got away with one after another. They called him the Teflon Don, but even he, at the end, he got the slimiest lawyers, the smartest, slimiest lawyers in the world, and they got him off. Remember? The Teflon Don?
Savage.